an all black panel. You can never try playing us token. Yeah, we playing games, but now one of us playing a joking.
Not at all.
Oh, wait. Then Jack Move came in with the trophies, got in the lane of his own. Like, how can you gamers approach me?
Ow.
So kids move to body you in Halo, then send your family an angel emoji.
Damn. Ooh.
You should have known, dog, you ain't got enough Series
Best
X's. Blind got all the answers. No, you ain't got to ask Siri questions.
Not.
All the latest gaming news gotta be here to check it.
Yeah.
Since 2015 and beyond, I'm just here to respect it.
Woo.
When you at the top of your tier, it's a blessing.
Woo.
From the bottom, so no way we appear to be desperate.
Nah.
This for anybody doubting, I'm clearing a message.
Yeah.
And if you ever had a problem,
plenty
I'm here to correct plenty of fail. You can run and hide, but you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pod that's big or small, I'm contesting it still. Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill. Name another squad that wanna test it, I'm beating them still. No, you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pod that's big or small, I'm contesting it still. Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill.
Right. I know what it is, man. Weapon World Podcast, y'all know what we got in the building, man. We got BG. We got Kid Smooth. We got Jack Move. We got Black Bond. I mean, Blandrew, I mean, what you... You can't all strafe us, bro. Like, the strafe too strong.
Yeah.
Yo, yo.
Yeah. I think they're trying to... You know, I wasn't even watching that type shit. You know, that's how, you know... I see the excuse coming in.
Yo,
excuse coming in.
Microphone check.
Chat. Here he is. Ah, boo.
Oh,
chat.
Speaking of check, I'm about to check both of you because my platinum's just unlocked in Elden Scrolls. First platinum ever.
Congratulations. Ooh.
And I feel useless.
Blandrew, can you take the turn down your mic just lightly? Because you be like, you know, peaking. Sometimes
peaking.
You be peaking.
Doing that? We good? Still too high?
That's way too low. That's way too low. Now
you're too low.
I can't believe.
How about now?
That's fine now.
Yeah. I can't believe people out here actually collecting trophies like this. It's not a rewarding experience at all.
You get any trophies in Elden Ring yet, BG, or no?
Have you?
No, not yet, but I've been playing it.
Okay, so don't worry about me.
I'm just asking the question, why are you so
Do you have any trophies in Souls games at all? How about that?
Actually, I do.
Which ones?
Demon Souls and Bloodborne.
You beat those?
I got trophies in them. That was
okay, I don't care then. Don't speak to me.
You asked them?
I don't care.
Ooh. You beat both of them, Tony?
I don't care.
Yes, sir. Got the platinum and Bloodborne and everything. I ain't get the platinum in Demon Souls because I ain't feel like calling up Blaze 4K, but hey, that's all right.
So
calling him up for what?
Hey, VG knows.
Yo, chat, how y'all doing, man? This is a fine Sunday afternoon. Lovely to see everybody. All positive vibes, no negativity, no F-boys, you know, no gerbils like Tony, okay?
You wait for F-boys after last night.
All right. No gerbils from the UK. I don't want them type of niggas in here right now.
Gerbils from the
Tony is the UK gerbil.
Jesus.
Don't want those type of vibes.
So where are you at in Kirby right now?
I'm still very early, like an hour in or something like that, because I just beat Tiny Tina, so I wasn't really, I pretty much demoed Kirby, and I beat Tiny Tina, because you know the thing you learned to do just last week? Remember when you admitted that playing one game at a time was amazing? The thing we've been telling you to do for years?
I said I was able to beat more games doing one game at a time. Not
oh, word?
Just superior
who,
choice.
Who's been telling you to do that? Didn't Bond, me and Bond been preaching that for years?
BG, yep. My whole thing with you is, why are you playing a Kirby game?
Because
over
I'm a
Elden
grown
Ring right now.
I'm a grown ass man, and I've beaten all the soul, and I've beaten all the Souls games, and I've explained this to y'all niggas already. And y'all ask every week. I explained it last week, the week before that, the week before that, and y'all niggas come in here and ask me the fourth week in a row.
So if Kirby Ghostwire,
do you have amnesia? Dying,
if Kirby Ghostwire, Tiny Tina, and Dying Light 2 came out the same week as Horizon, which one are you playing first?
Bro, do you realize
when Demon Souls are you playing?
Here's also a thing, Blandrew. Kirby's probably what, a 5-hour game, 10-hour max. Elden Ring is a much larger time investment.
Thank you. Let me explain this real quick for you because I want to get onto the podcast, right? At PlayStation's launch, right? It was Demon Souls, Astrobot, and Miles Morales. Do you know what game I played last? Demon Souls. Do you know why? Because it was the longest game.
No, that's not why. It's because you already played it on PlayStation 3.
That wasn't it. It was the longest game. Miles Morales is like 10 hours. Astrobot like 5 hours. Why am I gonna put like 100 hours into Demon Souls when I can knock these two games out real quick? Y'all gonna stop asking me this dumbass question and we gonna get on with the podcast.
But you never answered my question. If it was Horizon,
I'm not going to. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Worry about getting your ass whooped in that Elden Ring.
I ain't worried about no Elden Ring.
Okay. All right.
Elden Ring is definitely the easiest Souls game, though. There's so many ways it feeds it.
How y'all doing out there? If Smoove can beat a game, I'm really not worried about it. And that's no disrespect to Smoove.
Didn't beat it, though.
Yes, I did too. I did too beat the game. I didn't beat the game. I beat that game. I beat the game.
Yeah, what's that meme with Kevin Hart and that black woman's holding them and he's like pointing his finger?
Yeah.
Somebody needs to make that one, pointing at Elden.
All right, man. Let's get to it. How's everybody doing, man? Dimes, you good?
Yo, I'm good. I'm here. What's up?
Everborn, what's up, man?
What's happening?
All right, man. Glad to have y'all here. We're going to get right into it. Whack Move? You quiet, bro. What's going on, man?
Not just sports. What's going on? Broken. Games.
You just woke up again?
No, I'm chilling, bro. I can't chill.
All right, man. All right. Glad to see everybody here.
The Grizzlies have a great chance to win this year, but Jack's fucking them up.
You better put
the $60 on, make the bet, Jack. It's $60.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. You think about it, you're already wrong. Look, the second the Eagles made the Super Bowl, you can tell BG how fast I was on it. I was like, BG, the Eagles win. He's like, why? What happened? Like, made the bet with Smoove. He goes, oh, shit, that's a wrap.
Yes, sir. All right. Let's get to it, man. Weapon World Podcast, episode 317. We are on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, all your favorite audio live streaming platforms. If you want to support the podcast, you can do so through the Patreon or hitting the join button on screen. Supporting either one, gives you access to the Discord. Also on Patreon, y'all know we do the After Dark where you get four extra shows a month, essentially for, $6. That's for the low. That's cheap. And, anybody can tell you After Dark is very entertaining. That's where you get to ask us any question. Doesn't matter what it is. We answer it and some of y'all really take y'all liberties and be asking us the wildest questions. So shout out to y'all. Please hit the like button. We appreciate the support. And if you want to submit a video to be featured during the podcast, link is in the description for that and everything else. So let's get to these intros. Start with our guest. Dimes, how are you doing?
Good. I'm thankful that you had me on the show. I know we've been trying to do this for a little minute. Mm-hmm. But happy Sunday. I'm good. I'm getting my ass beat in Returnal. That's something I've been working on. So
okay, you doing a tower?
No. So I didn't. Strict. Y'all know I'm strict, but Strict got me the game, and we've been playing co-op.
Okay.
And the co-op is a lot more challenging than just the single player itself. So it's been a task, but we made it to boss 4. So now we have biome 4. We're about to push on through.
Got you. Okay. Our other guest, Everborn, was good, bro.
What's happening?
All right, man, yeah. We good, man. Glad to have you on.
I'm out here stuck in Elden Ring on the fire giant.
That bitch. That thing has never killed me. I don't understand why people struggle with that thing.
Because he cheats, man. I'm level 165.
I beat that thing at 110.
I am right, and I'm a melee build. I've never upgraded my magic once.
Magic's for pussies.
Oh, brother.
Tell him again. But I'm using the heavy greatsword level 22. And I know you're supposed to attack his foot or whatever. And I've even beaten Maug or Mog, whatever his name is. But 100 hours in, the Blood King dude.
You got got by Morgat.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, but I beat him. That's nothing. It's just this fire giant. I keep getting him into within like 3 or 4 hits of killing him. And then he does some ridiculous thing. So I'm thinking about quitting the game and going to Tunic.
You know what you should do? Stop using shields.
Use a shield, not with the sword I'm carrying. Then I'd be a heavy load.
Shields are for pussies.
Oh
shields,
man, everything,
magic, right?
Fucking the whole. I'm being dead ass serious. Dealing more damage faster and quicker is better than having a shield.
I'm waiting for him to say armor's for pussies.
No,
I'm waiting for him to say you got to use your bare hands. Like the hell are you talking about, Bond? Like no, you can't use.
I'm really serious on that. I used to be sword and shield, but at this point, it's like just deal damage. You're going to die in 2 hits anyway, so just deal more damage faster.
Mm. Okay,
you're going to die quick, so you might as well kill them quicker before they can kill you.
All right, Blandrew.
I want to give a quick shout out to Tony, aka New Yokio. He put.
I
out
love
his
how y'all are on each other's nuts all of a sudden. Oh, y'all BG, just niggas just besties. It. Y'all just besties now. Yeah, come on. Go ahead.
They can't be friends.
These niggas are suddenly besties. Y'all be going to the mall shopping together at Hot Topic. What the hell now? All right, go ahead.
BG hate to see another black person promoting another black person. Hate to see.
Yeah, okay. We not sure if Tony's black. It's still up in the air, bro. Go ahead.
He put out an amazing review for Cyberpunk. You guys should all check it out. It's got over 6K views in less than a week. Very good video by Tony. And for those of you that don't know what that whole discussion was at the very beginning of the podcast, me, BG, and Tony are going to be having a review off in the Jiggy Battle series to see who can review Elden Ring the best.
The best. There's got to be a deadline, though.
It's supposed to be like June 1st or something.
They all really haven't started the game yet, so.
Exactly. There's got to be a deadline.
But yeah, they said June 1st when we talked about it. If I'm finished by then I'll have it out. Well, no problem.
If you don't finish it by then, you lose. One, you lose for fraud and by not finishing it. Two, you lose because you didn't put it out.
All right. Listen, man. Whenever I ain't about to change my life for these niggas.
But what? How you gonna make a bet and then say I'm gonna change my life?
But Bond, you're one of the judges on the panel, and I believe Smooth might be. I'm not entirely sure if that was set in stone, but
yeah, it is. Yeah,
Smooth. It is okay.
Anyway, all right, Smooth. Intro. How you doing?
Hey, I'm gonna make my own review.
I'm doing great. I've been on a nice needed vacation from video games since I'm the only.
Oh, one I was about to say you better not be on a real vacation.
Since I've been on, Bond, yeah, put your games in the chart. You can get your money. You know what I mean? Hit me with the wish list. I'm gonna settle that right now. Since I'm like one of the only two people that have beaten Elden Ring in this podcast, so I've been taking a break from video games, and just kind of. You know, enjoying the show, but you know, welcome to another Sunday, another episode of Weapon Wheel Podcast. I am happy to be here.
All right.
What level were you beat the game, Smooth?
166 or 167.
Y'all dudes like massively overleveled.
I think I'm gonna need at least 200 to finish this thing.
No way. That's like new game plus 3.
I've been using that bird farm quite a bit, so we'll see.
Bird farm?
Yeah, over in the Blood Kingdom. You don't know about this? 13,000 every like 15 seconds?
Bond isn't a farmer.
Hell shit. Not a fucking slave.
Yeah, all right, I forgot. Farming is for pussies.
It's not for pussies. I don't mind farming, but like... Look, the simple strategy is this. You're going to die in 2 hits. Stacking on more damage quicker is better, and you can get poise break. So, like, I just feel like the shield is pointless unless you're approaching and you're trying to close in from long range, because you got to get around all the fucking silly bullshit and shenanigans they're throwing at you. Outside of that, when you start attacking, you, look, I'm looking at my weapons right now. I got dual blood whips plus 25. I got two pairs of dual twin swords of the Godskin Peeler, and Eleanor's Pole Blade. I got dual Rivers of Blood, dual Morgoth's Curse Swords, You see that wolf dude that's in the cutscenes and stuff on the loading screens? I use two of his swords. They're 20 pounds each. I use dual flame.
You got your strength up crazy then. Because
no, I had to do this. My strength is minimum. My strength is only 18.
Let Jack do his intro.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Did I miss anybody? Bond, did you go?
Yeah.
Even though you were talking anyway.
Yeah, I was just talking about it. But my point is, yeah, my strength is only 18 smooth. I had only raised it by 2 points the whole game. I use weapons at scale and dex and arcane.
All right. But
yeah, just deal damage. That's how you win.
Okay.
Don't worry about bullshit.
First topic, we gonna get right to it. I guess the biggest news of the week. This PlayStation Plus revamp, because this is still being called PlayStation Plus. They're just folding PlayStation Now right into it. So details, right? So PlayStation Plus, there's three tiers: PlayStation Plus Essential, Extra, and Premium. And Essential is honestly what we were getting before, right? The two monthly downloadable games, exclusive discounts, cloud storage, online multiplayer. So if you're pretty much enrolled into PlayStation Plus, you'll automatically, you know, be switched over to the Essential package, which is $9.99 a month, $59.99 yearly. Then there's PlayStation Plus Extra, like I said, all the benefits from the previous tier, adds a catalog of up to 400 of what they call the most enjoyable PS4 and PS5 games, first party and third party. And that's $14.99 a month and $100 yearly. And then finally, there's PS Plus Premium, all the stuff in the previous tiers. But now you get some PS1, PS2, PSP games. Some of these are streaming. I think some of them you can download. And time-limited game trials. Pretty much, you know, fancied up demos, essentially. So I don't really have, you know, an opinion on this because, you know, everybody knows my stance. I don't buy into this stuff. I don't really care, you know, about these subscription services. So I'm a defer to Jack. Whatever Jack thinks about it, I'll go with Jack. I want to hear.
I'll go first real quick because I just don't care. So that's my opinion. I don't care about this shit. So I guess me and BG don't care, right?
Yeah. So no. Jack, it's on you.
I think the Essential is really all you need. If you want a game, if you want to experience a game, I mean, there's different, you can buy the game if you really want to. I mean, I just don't really see the need for it. That's just my opinion, but everybody has a preference.
Okay.
Thanks. So
speak on it, Jack. Come on, break it down, man. I know you spent a lot of energy during the week, but
I did. Originally when I heard the rumors of them combined and merging PS Now, PS Plus, I was excited. You know, some of the leaks that came out, it just sounded like, you know, they was rejuvenating the service, you know, because as of right now, I don't feel like PS Now is worth the money. It's not really appealing, especially if you play, you know, if you gamed any type of time on PS3, PS4, you probably already played most of these games, rest of them bullshit. So I'm thinking, you know, they finna redo the service, add all these games that ain't on there, you know, this, that, and the third.
Hey, but Jack, sorry. How much does PS Now cost right now? Today, before this announcement?
It's 60 for the year. So it's $10 a month, though. If it's per month, $10, but it's 60 for the
year. By the way, you after this, you can no longer, you know, PS Now is no longer a standalone service. You'd have to get this.
But
go ahead, Jack.
When this service drops, if you're a member of PS Now, you automatically get the top tier premium. And if you're a member of PS Plus right now, when it come out, you're going to be on the essential tier. So you know that. But yeah, the announcement came out, man. I'm not impressed personally. Now there are some good and there are some bad with this, right? I'm gonna go with the good first. They're adding PS5 games to PS Now. Those were not on there originally. They're adding PS1, PSP games are coming to Plus. They already had PS3, PS2 games coming to Plus. So those are the positives. That's about as far as it go. The negatives, right? The negatives is that the middle tier and the premium tier, they didn't do anything but split up the current PS Now as it stands, right? They split them up so if you want the more current PS4, PS5 games, you got to get the middle tier. But if you want everything, which is what it is now, you get every game that's in the service. But now if you want everything, you got to get the third tier, right? But the issue with that is, first of all, it went from $9.99 a month, $60 for the year, to goddamn 18 a month, right? Now, granted, if they was actually putting new games in there and rotating out the game, I don't think they're going to do that. Because as of right now, right, PS Plus has a handful of PS2 games. It got a lot of PS3 games, but those lists are stagnant. Them same games been in there for 5-6 years. They never changed them out. So my thing is, if they would have announced this with like a sizzle reel of some of the games you might be getting or showing us some shit we haven't experienced with PlayStation Now as of, you know, right now, I would be probably more excited. But the way it's staying, bro, they didn't really do shit, to be honest. This was like, it's a non-issue. I was going to get the premium tier, but they didn't show me shit. You're telling me you give me 700-plus games? PlayStation Now already had 800-plus games in it before, right? So what, you taking out games? What do we add? So I'm not excited, bro.
Wait, so PS1 and PS2 is locked behind the highest one?
Yes. Dang. The middle tier only comes with PS4 and PS5 games, which those should be downloadable. The higher tier got the PS3, PS1, PS2, PSP games. So, yeah, that's how they doing that.
Okay. Somebody said progress and trials carry over. I didn't read that, but if that's true, I guess that's a good thing.
Ooh, I guess that gives a shit.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but maybe he got that from somewhere.
I think it do.
It would make sense. Everborn, what are your thoughts on this revamp?
Honestly, like big picture, I don't think it means anything today. I think they were positioning themselves in so that they are ready in a world where if Game Pass ever dominates, they can basically pivot to add day and date if they need to. But I think right now, I think we all agree the fact is that they don't need to do day and date. So that's the like high level view of it. But the announcement bothered me a lot. Not bothered me. Like I wasn't upset, but I'm like, this is stupid. There's a few things there. Jim Ryan saying, attaching quality to day and date, saying if they did day and date, they wouldn't be able to release the quality of games they release today. And I think that's bullshit. So for me, right?
Why do you think that's bullshit?
I'll tell you right now. Yeah. We all know that the reason Spider-Man No Way Home and Endgame and the Batman and upcoming Doctor Strange, we know why that's going to go into theaters because they'll make more money. Right. And we all accept that. And that's fine. Right. But there is no reason to suggest that being included in a subscription service inherently leads to lower quality games.
Yes, there is.
How?
No, it's not.
You want to know how?
Yeah, I do.
You have to make money and money to get budgets. That's why Netflix movies have lower budgets than movies that go into the home box office.
Even if they have lower budgets, there's still some quality gems in there that
we're
are like
talking about. Yeah, but we're talking
from Netflix. But yeah, but Xbox has perfect examples of quality games too. So,
like what?
Forza Horizon 5. That's all I need to say.
Oh, okay. You know, so like the Madden of race car games.
It keeps like getting better.
And everything.
So here's the problem.
What do y'all think the most expensive Netflix movie is?
They spent $200 million regularly on films. They spent $200 million on
Red Notice.
Yeah. Also, they spent $250 million on the Martin Scorsese movie, which won several Oscars.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Right? So Netflix in the last 5 years, I think has won Best Picture at least twice, could be three times. Right? So it's fine to say we have a fiduciary responsibility to our shareholders and we have to make them the most money. That's fine. We all accept that. But do not piss in a jar and call it Granny's Peach Tea, to quote Zack Snyder's BVS, right? Like, don't tell me bullshit. It's fine. You're doing it to make more money, as you should. But quality has nothing to do with that, right? They will make more money by not doing day and date. That is all. And again, totally fine, right? My biggest issue is, like I said, was him saying we can't do it. And how many times does Jim Ryan have to tell you this is our strategy or this is why we're doing a thing? And then everyone runs along with it. And then they completely change course. Jim Ryan usually says what he needs to say in the moment. So that's the quality issue. My other issue with all of this is they are charging, if you pay month to month, $18, right? And to me, they've really made no commitments as to what is going to be in the service, when any of their games are going to come. Because if they said, okay, $17.99 and all of our games, 6 months from the day they release, they will go into the service, I'd be like, okay, right? But they won't even tell you that. So whatever they're going to put in the service is what they feel like. And they feel like for the privilege of being one of their customers, you should pay $120 a year or $18 a month. And a lot of people do pay the monthly fee. I know they use that large discount to lock people in, but still $120 a year for what, right? I think what they offered is fine, but I don't think that they have a leg to stand on to charge as much as they do for it.
Right? How much did Red Notice make in the box office?
Red Notice didn't go to the box office.
Oh, no, when?
What is that?
It's that movie with The Rock and like a bunch of A-list celebrities that
The Rock, Ryan Reynolds.
Here's the issue. That movie made like $2 million in the box office. Here's the other issue. If every let's just say hypothetically, if every TV anybody owned could play the same game the same way, that'd be one thing. But the problem is to play a video game, it's not as simple as turning on your TV and subscribing to Netflix. It's not as simple as owning Game Pass and playing games. You either have to invest in a gaming computer or an Xbox, which is something that not everybody has. And another thing, it may not make as much money overall, but on average, it has more mass appeal than video games. Okay. Everybody watches movies.
But I think you're making the financial argument, which we agree on.
Yes. Here's the issue. When you're making a financial argument and people are complaining about this, that, and the third, the more money you put into a game, the more developers will. That affects the quality. You can have a low budget film and have it be quality based on good actors. It's a different industry. It doesn't translate like that in gaming. You just can't be like, I'm going to have a bunch of underpaid top-tier developers make a game and it's going to be good. It doesn't work like that.
So what was the budget on Halo again?
$500 million. Infinite?
That's not true. They already rebooted that. That's not the real budget.
So regardless of which, we can already say that that's another point that games at Game Pass day one aren't quality.
But why aren't they quality?
Why? See,
Sony's games are quality, right? Yep. Because they have the talent and they pay that talent.
And the resources. Because remember, Sony had to restructure all their stuff after PlayStation 3. They were selling buildings and everything else.
So here's another to add to this point, because I don't think budget is what leads to quality. It's some combination of resources and talent, right? So what budget and talent. However,
you said resources and talent, but money is a resource.
Yes, that's where I'm going, right? So in 2021, of their $25 billion that they made in revenue, 23% of that was from boxed and digital sales. This doesn't include microtransaction, right? But that 23% is every game that was sold, first party, second party, third party, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what percentage in 2021 of that 23% of 25 billion were their first party games? And what first party games did they release? Destruction All-Stars, Returnal, and help me out, Ratchet and Clank. Are you telling me Ratchet and Clank couldn't have been made? Because Ratchet and Clank did, what, a million last year? And, yep, and Returnal did half a million last year? And we don't know what, I mean, maybe they released Destruction All-Stars, but you're telling me subscription fees couldn't cover that? Because the thing is, I think, you know, even if you have $200 million games, which they're not spending $200 million on games, they're spending $100 million, maybe $150
million. Here's the problem that defeats their whole argument, though. Netflix, to this day, still hasn't turned a profit. You're telling the video game
Netflix doesn't have microtransactions in DLC, though.
But my point is, you're telling the video game industry to move away from something that's tried and true.
I'm not telling the video game industry to do anything. To
move towards something that's
never proven. That's not what I'm saying. That's not the argument I'm making. I'm making the argument that you cannot tie quality to whether something is included in a subscription service. And the second argument I'm making is they're charging too much for what they are offering. Those are the two arguments. And I think they're totally fine. And I don't think they have to do day and date. They don't have to.
They're charging too much for what they're offering.
Because $18 a month is too much for what they're offering.
Mm. Well, we can't determine that if it's too much until we see if people are buying or not.
Well, okay.
So, can I go ahead. No, finish.
No. So what they're offering doesn't appear to be more than what was in
PS Now,
which only hit 3.5 million subs after how many years? It's a service people don't want. They're bundling it with PlayStation Plus because that had 46 million subscribers, right? And they want to hope that PlayStation Plus will buoy PlayStation Now. So we know that that service doesn't work for the price that they were offering it. And this doesn't do much to change that.
Everborn, are you basically just saying that PlayStation Now was kind of like sinking so that they just basically wrapped it up with the PlayStation Plus to essentially
save it? A service that people actually like. Yes.
I get that. I can see that. Yeah. Because there was, for me, as personally, I don't see there's no value to PlayStation Now for me. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like a lot of people have that issue in common.
I would never stream a game.
You could download games, but still, it's still not worth it to me and most people. Like, you could download most of the games in PS Now, right, Jack?
Before? You can download the PS4 games and the PS2 games.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say is, so correct me if I'm wrong, Jack, right? But in this announcement, they didn't really announce anything. Like, the only thing that's new that you're going to get that you weren't getting before is the time trials. And is there anything else? Isn't it just the time trials, really? And maybe the PS... Okay, the PS1, PS2 games?
No, and PSP, right? Yeah, PSP, PS5. PS5 games ain't on now, right now, yeah.
So okay, and are those downloadable or streams?
The PS5 games got to be downloadable, I'm sure, yeah.
Okay, so that's really... So even if they're packaging it, they didn't add that much. And like I said, I'm not somebody who, you know, cares about this stuff. I'm going to stay in the regular tier. But and the other part I look at is like, the argument about, you know, day one, there's some people arguing, you know, day one games should be in there and whether, doing that affects quality, right? I won't say that putting your games in a subscription model will affect the quality of future games. I don't think we could say that definitively, right? But I don't know that it's necessarily going to make things better, only because the... People look at like Game Pass, like that's what the whole industry should just be, you know, jumping for joy and like everybody should be hopping on that. Well, Microsoft is the only company doing this. So people acting like it's supposed to be the norm and other companies are not supposed to be skeptical of like, I'm like, bro, nobody else is doing this except Microsoft. So it's understandable that the rest of the industry doesn't necessarily believe in it. It's not proven yet, right? It's not proven how it affects you, you know, how it'll affect you in the long run, whether that's games quality or even if it's sustainable, right? I think that's why like PlayStation and everybody else is like kind of taking a wait and see approach because they probably will. we know we can't listen to everything Jim Ryan says, without a doubt. We know that, right? But I think they're just going to wait and see. And he even said it in that article, right? He didn't say it's impossible and we would never do it ever, right? I think if they found out that it is sustainable and that it is profitable, they would pivot into doing it. But as of right now, I see, you know, it, from their company standpoint, I see no reason for them to jump, you know, just, jump out the window with it. Like, yeah, we're doing that. Like, they have no reason to. You could still make this PlayStation Plus a better offer, even without first, day one games. You don't need that to make a better package than this.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, right? Like, I never believed that they would go day and date, and I don't believe that they have to, because as of today, we don't know what the future brings, but as of today, in the markets they play in, they are the hot ticket, right? They have the God of Wars and the Horizon and things, and people are willing to buy those things on day one. They don't have to, and I think they can say that. They just don't have to say we're tying it to quality. And also, I have not heard one person say they think the top premium tier is worth the money they're charging. So my thing is, if you're going to charge this kind of money and you're like, you should be doing day and date, or you should charge less, because I think there's an attractive price point where people would say, I'll sign up for this thing. I don't know anybody that wants the premium. Yeah, that means the pricing is
Everborn. You know what's funny about that though? Even if they did go day and date, they would have to reverse the way they're doing the PS5 games are all tied to the middle tier, right? So right. The $18 a month tier, if they even did do day and date, well, I guess they would say if you want them day and date. Well, that wouldn't even make sense. Yeah, they would have to reverse the way they're doing the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think part of the reason they're not able to do day and date is because their development pipeline does not include PC to begin with, right? So they're developing with the PS5 hardware in mind. And then, you know, they brought on Nixus and they're going to port to PC later. And that may work for them. But a lot of people discount how I think Steam sales subsidize the releases on
Xbox
game. Right, right. And so I'm not saying Sony will go day and date on PC, although I think they will. But let's leave that out of the discussion.
They kind of have to with their new business model. You think about the studios, these live services game that they're about to start making. They're prepared to go day and date, and they have to, because unless they fix this PS5 issue like quickly, as far as just meeting demand. The thing is, you got to be able to sell the games,
I'd be able to sell consoles.
Yeah, but you can't. But you can't sell the consoles if you don't have them available. So
that's what I'm saying. I thought that's what you were saying.
Yeah. So the thing is that. I think they'll go, it'll be PC day and date not all their games, but a lot of their games that they got in development is going to be PC day and date probably well before they start doing day and date on their subscription services.
Here's the thing, Smoove. We only need one game that Sony has made to be day and date. And you know what happens, right? Tell them what happens, Jack.
What happened?
Oh, you don't remember that bet?
And everybody's going to ask for everything day and date.
No. If one game Sony makes hits day and date PC and PlayStation, Jack has to give me all of his PlayStation stuff.
You got to show me where I said, I don't know.
I got that bet. That bet supersedes all the kids' Smoove bets.
No, I do remember Jack saying he would quit gaming and give it all away.
When did I say this?
Like, all to you, Bondi. Yep.
I don't remember saying that. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, but
remember when there was a game that was when games were going to come on PC, and I was like, oh, look, Uncharted, like, no, I didn't say if they come on, I said they had to be day and date, not just release on PC. I was like, okay,
I guess, I don't know, man.
Yeah, and so I do think before we would ever see PlayStation Plus or whatever it's called day and date, I think we'd have to see PC day and date. So
yep,
I think that agreed. Would be like a lagging indicator for service day and date.
I agree.
Yeah.
The thing is, go ahead, my bad.
No, I was just going to say that, if it's been years since PlayStation released their first game on PC, I don't remember what the first one was. Was it Horizon? Might have been Horizon.
Yes.
And you know, and we're still not at, you know, day one releases on PC. Any type of thing that's like into a subscription service day one is even further away. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm still not convinced that they're even going to do day one on PC yet. What I think is the time frame from release is going to shorten is going to be between 6 months to 1 year. And I think they would probably keep it that way. I don't know if they're going to do day one.
I halfway disagree with you because I think whatever Jade Raymond is working on,
yeah,
whatever these 10 live service games they're working on.
Yep.
Okay.
Those are they all bound PC day one.
With exception of multiplayer, single player games, I don't think they're going to do that. Multiplayer games, I think those are going to be different. I will say that.
But here's the issue with that. I agree with you, right? But I think the issue is, at least according to Jim Ryan, and you can flip a coin whether you believe Jim Ryan or not when he speaks, but according to him, he believes those service-based games are their future, right? Like he's saying that those are the things they want to put out. So if he is trying to create several sort of big Destiny type games, then wouldn't that kind of lead to a day and date? See, here's what I think. I think you could see them go day and date with these service games because not only on PC, but in their service, because the subscription could sort of subsidize because you don't have to do free to play, right? So you're charging for the game. You include this service-based game in the subscription day and date, and that'll allow you to goose the numbers.
Yeah, right? They're not going to do a multiplayer game that they're going to release on PC and release it 6 months later, because that'll stagnate the PC launch of a multiplayer. It's counterproductive for a multiplayer game.
Right, could kill the buzz of a game, and that's so important with a lot of these. Look at Halo right now. Halo, you know,
Halo's
it was
dead.
Hype in the beginning, but now the buzz is gone. And I think if they stagger console and PC releases, they could run the same risk.
Wouldn't that kind of go against y'all argument though? Halo launched on everything day one, and look at, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
well, they don't have the content.
Did they really benefit the game? Like, I don't know, man.
I really think free to play games, right? Deciding to go free to play, it's a coin flip if it benefits.
If it works,
yeah. That's people think like, oh, it's a given. It's free. It's good. I think it like works against you just as easy as it works for you. It's completely, I honestly think it's like, it's how much you're able to keep up with the content, but it's honestly, I think it's random.
There's no barrier of entry. It's like Game Pass. When people make fun of people saying they play all these games on Game Pass, but don't beat none of them, it's a low barrier of entry. Yep. If you're paying $15 a month and you're getting 300 games, you don't feel beholden or obligated to beat any of those, right? So if you're playing an online game, you don't got to pay to play. Like, you don't give a fuck. You'll drop that bitch whenever.
And that's why I talk about the quality of the community you get with free-to-play games, right? Because there's some free-to-play games I like, but people do not give a damn when they play a free-to-play game. Like, right, they don't care that much, right? So, oh, I didn't pay for this game. Oh, I don't care if I win. I don't care, you know, about playing well, or they don't care about none of that. It's free. I don't want it. Who cares?
Somebody just brought up a good point too, though. Real quick, somebody brought up a good point. You don't need PS Plus to play free to play games, so they don't have to put them on the service at all. You see what I'm saying? Especially if it's free.
But so, I don't think Sony's service based games that they're trying to produce are going to be free to play. I think they're going to be they're going to be live service games. Kind of like Battlefield 2042, but hopefully good, right?
Oh, shit.
And then they will use those as something to, you can pay for them, or you can get them for free in this monthly subscription service. And that is a way to, you know, effectively make it free to play, but it's actually not, right?
Because so, I think the sweet spot is to have a low price for like live service games, right? Because the problem with free to play games is you're really getting people that don't want to be there. They're only because it's free in some of the cases.
I see. I don't know if that is necessarily the case. I think whether you're free to play or access through a subscription or $70, I don't think any of those are really the indicator. I think you can goose your numbers up being free to play, but the quality, right? You can get people in the door, but the quality of a game is what keeps people
ultimately
there. Right. Yeah. So a game could be free, but if the quality ain't there, people will try it out and then leave. And a game could be $60-$70. And if the quality's bad, then they're not going to stay, just like if they got it for free. So I really think it's just about how sticky the loop is that they create and whether they can keep up with content.
And we're going to move on in a second. And there's a lot of stuff that, goes into the psychology of free to play games. And because this is not always the case, obviously, because, look at Battlefield. That was 70 or whatever it was, and it was obviously trash. It felt broken. It was broken, and it felt incomplete. But even when I play other free-to-play games, right, I know it's free and I play it, and I'll be like, damn, this feels low budget. And that could be all in my mind, right? But I feel like a lot of free-to-play games, they just have that little, that little vibe to them, that little feeling to them, like, damn, this joint cheap, like Jack said, whether or not it's a good thing, when you pay for something, you feel a little bit more obligated to stick around. You feel a little bit more obligated to care about the community, because like I said, some of the free to play games I play, bro, I run into people who just don't give a bro. I run into people, they'll put their like 3-year-old toddler on the controller just to mess around. Cause who cares? It's a free to play game. Like, it's whatever, bro. Like,
here's the analogy, BG. If you pay for something, you want to make sure that it's good. Somebody gives you a lunch or a meal that you're not particularly interested in, but it's free. I'll eat it. I wouldn't pay for it, but I'll eat it because it was given to me. It was free, right? Mm. That's how it is.
Yeah. Okay. Jack, can you, I want to try to like actually keep up with the super chats. Can you get those ready? We're going to move on to the next topic. But after that topic, I want to, read off the super chats, try to keep up with them, trying something different. All right, next topic. So this is something small. We don't got to stay on this too long, but I wanted to get people's opinions on this. So, in Horizon Forbidden West, they added an option, which I love. Right. I actually tweeted that this should be an option before they added it. And I think, honestly, every game should have it, is pretty much the option to turn off the animation for picking up items. Now, if you played Horizon, or if you played any game that you need to like constantly pick up resources or items, even like for Red Dead Redemption 2, you know how much of a hassle those animations can
BG, you don't like picking up flowers and stuff,
bro. That's the one thing Ghost did right. Ghost, you could just walk right over something, keep running, just press the button, you pick it up. But Horizon,
farming and picking up and all that slave shit,
not that animation. Some people look at it as no big deal, like, oh, what, who cares, it's just a 2-second animation. But that 2-second animation over 100 hours, oh my God, it could, you just get sick and tired of picking it up and waiting for the animation to end, and then moving 2 centimeters to pick up the next item, picking that up, moving 2 centimeters, it becomes terrible. So I love the option. Some people don't like it. I like sacrificing realism for convenience in cases like these. So I just wanted to get some people's opinion. Dime, what do you think on this?
I'm gonna be honest, and I don't know if y'all gonna hate me for it, but I don't like Horizon.
I mean, that's fine.
But
what do you think about the animation?
I don't know what these other people say.
I said that like treading lightly, because I've said that people look at me like I'm crazy, and I'm just like, it's just not for me. But when I did play the first Horizon Zero Dawn, I was in agreement that this is probably the best thing that they could do, because it is a lot of time where you're looting and stuff like that, and that shit just takes forever. So this is definitely a positive in my opinion.
Yeah. I think it should be in every game moving forward. I know every game ain't gonna do that. But
that's how they do it in Elden Ring.
I wouldn't turn off the animation personally. Because the game requires
a lot of time.
It does. In the original game, what's crazy, in the original game, you couldn't even loop from your mount at first until the DLC came out. But you know, we do strive for, you know, attention to detail and shit like that. I think it add a little bit to the immersion, even though it does get annoying. I'm not gonna argue that. And I can't be mad at somebody for disabling it. What's crazy about Horizon is that in the skill tree, right? In the skill tree, they actually have upgrades that lessens the animations that you do. Like, for instance, when you drop a trap, there is a long-ass animation when you drop a trap, but you can upgrade to where you drop it faster to the point where you just drop it on the fucking ground and can, you know, roll off. So I think it's funny that they're adding this. That's a good addition. There ain't nothing wrong with the option.
Yeah, I wish it was there before I platinum the game. I wish it was there at launch. and like, bro, people, I hate people that like defend Red Dead 2, like to the point where they can't admit doing certain things in Red Dead 2 is an absolute chore. I can't remember like what the pickup animation was.
Problem with that was it just had a heavy lag to everything. Like, you'll push the button to pick something up, but like, the animation startup time was so fucking slow. It's like, bro, it felt like it was just like a lag with everything. That was the biggest issue I had with it.
Yeah, like, realism to the point where it's not adding to the gameplay to me is pointless. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool, right? For the first hour. Like, oh, look at this animation. It's so cool. It's so thorough. The full animation. They bragged about how many animations they had in that game. Okay, after the first hour, what is this animation doing for me? It's literally holding me back, if anything. It's a detriment to the whole entire game. So, you know, but people be, you know, trying to die on that hill about Red Dead 2, which
did you activate that? I believe it's a option in The Last of Us as well, to where you can just walk over shit and pick it up automatically. Did you activate that?
I'm not sure. I might.
I think that's an accessibility option. You could do that.
Well, I was about to say, this sounds like an accessibility option.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, man. I love it. Now I'm looking at every other game differently. Don't have me picking up every little thing with an animation now.
So you don't want that extra level of detail?
Man, not when it comes to picking stuff up. Everything else, yeah.
We know Xbox games, they can't even like put clips into the gun. They'd be reloading invisible guns and shit.
Let me tell you about that, BG, because if you... Talking about, you know, realism in games and whatnot, a game like Resident Evil 4 in VR, which just came out not too long ago, you actually have to manually reload the clip, you know, like basically in real life every time you want to, you know, load your gun up. What you think about that?
Is it fast? Like, is it like boom, boom? Like,
I just know you gotta actually do the animation, like you gotta grab the clip, put it in the gun, cock it, all type of shit. Like, every time you want to shoot, like,
it sounds good at first, but then, you know.
You probably get tired as hell doing it. Like,
it's probably cool as hell the first time you do it in VR, especially. But yeah, my hands probably gonna get tired. You know, I'm lazy, so the gimmick of that probably wears off for a while. I would have to like try it out first. You know, I haven't tried nothing.
Sounds like something Jack would need, though.
Oh
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit is crazy.
So yeah, I just wanted to get everybody's opinion on that.
I got a question for Dimes real quick. Dimes, how does it feel to actually be honest about your opinion on gaming, right? Because most people that don't like Horizon, they just beat around the bush. And I'm going to get around to finish. I'm going to play
it.
They just shit on the game. It's like, bro, you don't like the game. It's cool, bro. Ain't nobody going, you know what I mean?
No, and honestly, and I kept my word. I was telling somebody else previously, they were asking me about it. And I said, you know what? I said, when I played the game at that time, it was a different point in my life. I said, I just didn't have the time for it. I said, maybe now that I'm a little bit older, I got the time to actually dig into some of the games that I want to dig into. Let me try it again. I tried it again and I was like, yeah, this ain't it. Like, it's just not for me. And I think it was just the whole dialogue. It was very slow for me in Horizon Zero Dawn. And I couldn't get past it.
See, I'm fine with that take, Jack. You see, but everybody else, the way they be trying to, you know how they be trying to finagle it, and
so I mean,
just be real.
I haven't played Forbidden West yet because in the lead up to it, I was trying to finish Zero Dawn, but Zero Dawn to me, and I this is no fault of the game, but I think it felt like a chore because I was so hyped to get to Forbidden West that I'm like, let me just run through this. I don't care about anybody's side quest problems. I just want to run through the story. And then Elden Ring came out and I've been caught up with that since then. So,
and that was the other thing too. It's a lot of side missions and I was getting so distracted. I'm like, wait, let me get back on track. You know what I mean? Like, I just was overwhelmed, honestly.
That's a majority of the game, to be honest, because the main, even in the second game, the main game is only probably 18 to 20 missions. Like, the majority of the game is the side quest. Like,
yeah, the main quest, I think, ain't the main quest like maybe 11 or 12 main quests?
It ain't that many missions, bro.
And then there's like 30. I feel like there's like 30 side quests.
Yeah, that's the game.
Or more. Yeah.
But I guess it's meant to be that way just for like exploring and things like that. So I get it. I respect that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most games are like that now. I just beat Tiny Tina. I looked at my list. There's literally 10 main missions in Tiny Tina. Literally 10. And like,
BG, why are these games coming out now on Switch?
Oh, brother. Ask Blanchard.
I want to play Tiny Tina, bro, but like, I need that price to come down a bit.
Yeah, I understand, man.
Hold my tongue on these comments now.
No, somebody said 17. Main missions. Yeah, 18. Felt like less. I don't know. Okay, Jack, you got the super chats up?
I do got the super chats pulled up. All right, so super chat break. We got Gideon Inc. He said, if they can't make money, they can't keep up the quality. All right. We got Neo Wise. He said, you get 1,000 plus games for the premium service. It's 700 before you get an additional 300, which are from PlayStation, PS2, PSP games, and they're all downloadable. We're going to see, man. We're going to see. We got William Aguilar. He said, there are more games coming in PlayStation Plus Premium than what is currently on PS Now. They are adding tons of PS1 games, and there are only 3 PS1 games on Now, Final Fantasy 7 through 9. 30 PS2 and 0 PSP. PlayStation Premium will have a lot more than Now. We gonna see, man. We gonna see. We got Andrew Wilkins. He says, Everborn's a true Xbox fan. He deflects, damage controls, creates false narratives to make PlayStation look bad, and he's from Boom's Pod. Remember when Boom came on here and said he's a neutral Xbox fans are all cap. You want to say something?
Why they going at my guy? Why they going at you like that, bro?
He paid $10 for that.
The
show appreciates your donation.
Hey, shout out to the donation. All right, we got ShotRed555. He said, as a gun guy, it's called magazine, not a clip. Laughing emoji. There you go.
Well, he ain't from the hood, but neither am I.
Yo, people with guns just be waiting to correct somebody about the magazine and the clip. They just be waiting, dog. They be thirsty.
That's like dudes with the 4x4s that just wait for it to snow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
That's it, though.
Yeah. All right. Let's see where we're going next. Let's get this out. Did anybody play this Weird West game? Came out in Game Pass,
no,
right?
I played a little bit of it. I played a little bit of it.
All right, Smoove, you know what time it is. Come on, man.
Oh, man. I played a little bit of it. It's like a tabletop, like, top-down RPG game. Mechanics are pretty decent. Like, I haven't really, like, dove too deep in it.
What's the synopsis? What is the game about?
I don't know, actually. Right. I really couldn't tell you.
Good review.
But it takes place in the West. It has pretty good mechanics.
Oh, word? I couldn't figure that out.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure that out from the title.
Yeah, pretty good mechanics for the type of game it is. From the little that I explored of it. But that's all I got. It's in Game Pass, check it out. But I got not much to do. To say about it because I played literally about like 35 minutes just to see what the hell it was.
I wanted to play this game and it did look intriguing, but once I saw that this game got like zero voice acting and like,
yeah, it's a lot of reading.
Just paragraphs of fucking dialogue, bro. It'd be just stacking on top of each other. And then the HUD looked like a fucking MMO the way, bro. It's way too much going on, bro. The gameplay look cool. The game looks intriguing, but I'm not about to do all that reading. I hate bars. Yeah, I can't do it, bro.
Well, so when I say I don't want to read, you know, everybody, you know, gets on. Oh, BG doesn't know how to read. He has a college degree. How does he do it? Jack Booth say he don't want to read, and nobody like criticizes him for it. I don't
look at the game, bro. That shit is insane. Like, what the hell? No, man, I can't do it, bro. I can't do it.
Okay. All right. Nobody else played it, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. Fortnite has a zero build mode now, a permanent one. No building.
I've been on that shit.
What do you wonder how that works? I could actually play that now.
What do you think, Dimes?
It's so fun. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. And I've been missing, like, a shooter. Just because COD dropped the ball. And, I mean, I don't really play much COD. But the game itself is just... Even just to like the animations and everything like that, like it's a smooth game, and I think it runs in 60 FPS.
Yeah, I know it runs at 60 now.
Yeah, it runs at 60. So, and it's smooth, like it's super super smooth. But just the fact that there's no build, that's where it comes into just it being like all tactics. You know what I mean? Like there's no building, you can't really get out of situations in terms of putting up like 600 stairs. So I like it. You know what I mean? It gives you that real like boots on the ground feel.
Yeah.
No, when I played that, I like to like, you know, build an attic, hop up top, snipe down, you know.
Oh, brother. So I actually played it, and everybody knows, you know, I got no love for Fortnite. Last time I played Fortnite was actually when it first came out, like when it first transitioned to being you know, a battle royale, right? And the first thing I noticed was like, obviously, they put a whole lot more money into the game because even the run animation, they redid all the animations in this game from when it first came out. So they really reinvested their money back into this, right? Everything just looks, you know, way better. And I played this, you know, I went straight to the zero build mode. And I'm like, I remember years ago I was saying like, yo, they should have a mode for that. And people called me crazy because, you know, all these weirdos were in love with building this Bob the Builder ass shit. And I was like, I want to know building mode. And I liked it, right? I don't like the game enough to keep playing, but now I don't mind the game. It's fun. It's, you know, people can't run and hide. And as soon as they get shot, you know, put up a whole castle in front of you and all this dumb nonsense. And, you know, they actually had to rely on, you know, like gun skills and all that. And I enjoyed it. And it was funny because... some people seem to be lost without building. I swear to God, I seen a dude, like, I'm pretty sure he tried to build out of instinct and realized he couldn't, and I killed him. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. And so I think it's a great mode. I think that game is just better without building. You know, people that, you know, the diehards are going to say, oh, you know, building is a skill too. And they're like, all right, whatever, I guess.
I mean, it is, but...
It's, you know, it is, you know, it's what the really talented ones do is impressive. I'm not going, you know, lie to you about that, but I think it's still corny, that whole building aspect in Fortnite. I think it's corny, but I, you know, it's a good mode. I actually enjoyed it.
What made him come out with that mode?
I mean,
people like BG? People
listening like to you? The community, you know, adding more modes, they be listening, yeah. I guess. So...
Why won't you start playing the game more often now, BG? Seems like it'll be up your alley. Third person shooter, online, yeah, competitive. What's the issue?
It's
you don't
not
like
that,
the chug, Doug? What's the problem?
It's just not that fun to begin with. Like it's a better mode. I mean it's a better because there's no building, but it's not something that I find like, oh man, this is just so much fun. It's not that to begin with anyway, so just not it. You know what type of games I'm looking for, Jack. Stop playing with me.
You do it now.
You do.
I don't think we know.
y'all know.
I'm all like AVG. Come on, you know, I ain't looking for this one. I'm looking for that next one. I'm like, all right, bro.
You know the type. My type, Jack. You know my type of multiplayer game, bro.
All right, though.
So, you know, not this goofy shit. So. Why you ain't playing it, Jack? Hop on, bro.
I wouldn't mind checking out some Fortnite, man. We played it. What we do? The Weapon Wheel game night?
Yeah, we did that? Did. We did do that.
Yeah, that was. Hey, Smooth, I think we could have won that one
Smooth
time.
Was
too,
cold getting shooting, clapped.
You start shooting these dudes from so far away. We was like,
and gave and gave away our position.
Man.
I remember
yeah,
that.
Man. Fuck. That was fun, though. I remember that.
Screwed us over. All right. Next topic. Let's talk about this Halo update. Halo Season 2 update, right? Let me go down.
Forge and co-op, right?
Man, I couldn't tell. I got the list in front of me. I got the list in front of me of what it is. It doesn't seem too impressive. Like, it's going to move the needle and bring people back and put them in 343 in the good graces again. So,
this is less impressive than the PlayStation Plus Premium. It's pretty
big. It could be. So multiplayer, right? Oh, well, there's some audio changes. The ability to hear an opponent's shield recharge will be reduced. Okay.
Why?
I don't know. That's something people really use. Because you know you can move in if their shielders are charging. So they're reducing that. The King of the Hill will be added to more multiplayer playlists along with attrition. The motion tracker radar will have its outer edge detection enabled for shooting and sprinting in social playlist. Big team battle. There's a new map called Breaker. Jeff Stitzer, his voice is returning to for callouts for player earned medals. I didn't know that was the guy voice who does announcements. Let me see what else we got. Matchmaking, rather than track a player's entire session, the CSR progression bar will now reflect the progress made from their most recent match. What else we got? Balances, you know, some regular balances and stuff like that. I mean, there's no point in me reading all of this. It's like minor changes to like weapons, gear, tools, and all that. It's not really adding any content. It's like, I thought this was supposed to be a content update. There's some maps, but that seems to really be it.
Okay. EG.
That's not all that's being... They didn't reveal all the stuff that they're putting in.
Here's the problem. People are leaving in droves. What is the point of not telling everybody what they're trying to do at this point?
I'm not exactly sure.
This game, like, look. How much I like Halo? This game's fucking dead. It's not getting revived. It's done. There's not even an esports community to back this game. The game's fucking dead.
I watched
Microsoft's biggest franchise is dead.
I watched an esports video, bro. That joint. I never thought I would see a Halo esports video with like almost nobody watching it. That's crazy. I never thought I would ever see that.
Yeah, I think they're gonna have to do something big to get people back, and it's very hard to do that because. Like there are examples like No Man's Sky, but But those may be the exception to the rule. I do think they have a chance, but I think the only way they're going to get people back is with like a big kind of story content. I think that'll get a lot of people back. And if they hopefully get their act together on a co-op and Forge, they have a shot, but it's a hugely uphill battle for them. But I do think once they get Forge out, like, this sucks to say, but it's almost like the community will do their jobs for them, right? Because I think a lot of people will be building their own maps and so they have a chance, but again, they would be added to the exceptions. It's not going to be easy. But I do think they'll get a lot of people if they do some kind of new campaign added to you know. Story is what's going to get people back is basically what I'm saying.
And you know what sucks about hearing about story in Halo? If y'all thought Halo wasn't popular, anybody who watches that show is sure as fuck going to be turned off now. That show is straight booty juice.
Yo.
A whole episode 2 where Chief had his helmet off the entire time.
Oh boy.
And there was not one round shot. Not one bullet. Not one punch. Not a plasma. Just a bunch of goofy dudes with AK-47 pointing guns at people.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of issues with that show, but it is not around the helmet coming off. I feel like a lot of people think Spartans are Mandalorians, and there's not. There's no narrative purpose for to keep the helmet on when not in battle. But yeah, the second episode was not good. I was on board. I think the first episode, like, as like
the firefights were great.
The what?
The firefights and the action, like the more accurate plasma weaponry was great.
I feel like they moved like Power Rangers. It was like I didn't get into the first episode until the Spartans weren't on screen, actually. So for me, I'm looking at it like your job number one is telling a good story. I never believe that they need to do a word-for-word accurate adaptation. The MCU doesn't do that. And they understand that they don't need to do that because their number one job is to take advantage of the medium that they are in. So I don't think anything
now when the MCU contradicts the characters completely, i.e. Taskmaster.
Oh God!
And they destroy shit.
Sure, but again, I think that we as like so if we're just talking about comic books, and I'll bring this back to Halo in a second. I think that we may overestimate our influence on these things. And what I mean is these things, they have to be made for a general audience, right? Endgame doesn't make $3 billion or almost $3 billion because they're just talking to us comic book fans, right?
True.
They make those things, they make that money because they tell stories that are good or good enough and that are, accessible to casual audiences, right? Like if comic book fans are what these movies were made for, then the actual comic book industry wouldn't be where it is right now, right? And I can tell you this as someone who makes comic books, right? So I've never been on the train that you need to adapt exactly as the lore tells you or canon tells you. I think you should. So all you have to do is make sure you're not sort of disrespecting the characters, right? And I think to your point, Taskmaster was terrible, right?
High-degree disappointment.
Right. So, but I don't think they've done that in the Halo show yet. My issue is around actually
the Karenin has, and I call him the Karenin, not the Covenant, because they got a white woman leading the Covenant.
Oh no, that's Karenin. Yeah.
And like,
see, I'll give you that. I'll give you
in the Covenant
that. So my only thing that I'm hoping with that is that she's an android or some kind of a weapon they're using to access the thing because it won't work for them. And if that's what they're using her for, I could live with it.
That's not going to happen because if she was some sort of a weapon, they wouldn't have been worried about, oh, it's too dangerous for you to be amongst humans.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's already gone. And look, I don't have
my issues with the show at a production value, and that's what keeps taking me out of it. I don't know if you saw the second episode, but fuck was that? Were those costume and prosthetics on Bokeem Woodbine's arm? Looked like he had a ninja turtle hand.
Yeah.
And why was he still wearing the Spartan suit and how did that grow with him? A lot of that stuff didn't make sense. So, and then this again, these little things, they bother me a lot. The train that they took to get to the other asteroid was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. You're going to ride a roller coaster and then you have to catch a wire that if you don't catch it in the right place, you'll just fall and drift into space forever. Right. So
another thing that bothers me is I'm sure the UNSC has transponders on all their Spartan armors. Like how they just couldn't locate them.
Right. Right. So again, those are the issues that bother me with the show, but not necessarily that the Spartans are taken off.
So going back to Halo multiplayer.
Oh, right.
Does this thing stand a chance? Because it's to me, I think it's a wrap. It's done. It's over only because they can't keep up. They're far behind at the pace they need to be at releasing content. And whatever this first drop is, because apparently the notes I read are not like everything, whatever you're releasing, when is this? And when is this even coming out? June? Or
May, man. May.
Whatever you're releasing, everything, it's not going to be enough. Okay. And let me not say that definitive. Let's say this comes out and we look at the numbers and, you know, we look where Halo's place is on the Xbox website. If that thing don't jump like significantly, it's a wrap. It's done and over, bro. Like,
it's all right.
Season 2 update is going to do anything, honestly.
What are the numbers right now? Let's go. Let's see these numbers real quick. Steam Tracker Halo Infinite. I haven't seen this shit in a while. Let's see what we got on here.
Steam Charts says right now there's
8,000
people.
Nice. About
5,000 more than they normally have.
The 24-hour peak.
What's in there from 500,000? It's not that bad.
Shut up, Jack. Oh, boy, my man. God. So I think, yeah, I think it's over, man. It's like I could never predicted this, you know, but it's and people always say, like, yeah, you know, games can come back. Like I think Everborn already said, those are the exceptions. Yeah, Siege did it. And even what's that damn Sea of Thieves, I think even did it. But
yeah, it did.
There's like five failures that stayed failures.
For everyone that makes it, right?
Exactly, man. It's like,
I like how people say that Elden Ring only has 320,000. You said 950, and I'm like, yo, Elden Ring is a single player game. Once people are done, like, they're done.
Yeah. But that's why I think once a new campaign edition comes back, they have a chance to get people. Whether they can keep them after that, I think is going to depend on whether they can get Forge and co-op and some of these other things out.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I do wonder is if the Activision deal closes, if they can have those guys over there help them with the regular content.
What do you mean if?
If the Activision deal closes.
Went through yet, man. I went through yet.
Well,
why wouldn't it right close?
Well, let me get to that right now. Let me transition into that.
Oh, Bobby, so, been on Twitter. I see. Okay.
So I don't got the whole story. So here, but top level. U.S. senators have been, you know, speaking out and because they want, you know, more in-depth review of the Microsoft Activision, you know, acquisition and everything like that. Right. It's still it's most likely going to go through. Right. Like experts say it's still like a 75-80% chance that this deal goes through. So it's unlikely it fails. But senators like Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker been calling, you know, for it to be reviewed, from what I saw, mainly because their information seems to be a bit outdated, because they're talking about, you know, the sexual harassment and racism that's been going on in Activision. But, you know, a lot of that stuff is being addressed, I would say. You know, I don't know if we could say all of it is being addressed, but that's what, you know, Microsoft's goal is. They're trying to address all that stuff that Bobby Kotick ignored. So a lot of these senators were speaking as if that's still, you know, exactly the culture that's happening now. And then I saw a lot of Xbox dudes going at senators, U.S. senators, over this, including Skitsmove. What do you have to say for yourself?
I just think they some cowards. They are. Like, Elizabeth Warren, loser ass, tried to run with that fake ass Indian, what she's supposed to be. I don't know. But like,
why you got this much smoke for her?
Because all these cowards, all those cowards
talking about on Twitter, BG, all those attacking senators.
Yes,
all those cowards that was a part of that letter are all losers. Can't win shit. They all lost. They're all losers, and the fact is that
they're U.S. senators. That's a win.
Yeah, senator, they're Cory Booker, bald bean ass from New Jersey. Get the fuck, like, these two are incredibly horrible.
Move, what's that over this?
What?
Why does this upset you?
Because they're trying to sabotage the deal for
Activision.
Stay out of this. Well,
hold on.
Nothing about video games.
Yeah. I'm about to bring this full circle for y'all. So you mad that they're trying to sabotage Microsoft, correct?
I'm mad that they're trying to sabotage Game Pass.
So then you should be the most mad at who?
Himself?
Exactly, Jack. There should be nobody you should be more mad at, Smooth, than you, because you are the ultimate saboteur of Microsoft. The second you started getting hyped over that announcement, and I'm like, oh, well, you know what? Smoove hyping it. Smoove excited about it. I mean, shit, we've seen games get delayed like 2 days after Smoove saying, oh, I'm looking forward to this game. I'm like, oh, that game's a flop.
But Smoove, they're just doing their job.
No, they're not doing their job. They have no leg to stand on. Oh, they literally have no argument on this case at all. You even said the information they're utilizing is outdated.
But I don't think they're actually trying to stop the deal, Smoove. I think they're just trying to be thorough. And honestly, you know, it's a little bit grandstanding, but there's a political element. So they're doing this for their politics. But that's their job. But go ahead.
Bro, if I was a politician, I would just hire Smoove to say, look, we're going to lose this election.
Yeah, so here's the thing. And Hoag Law did a really good, like, 35-minute explainer on this. He went through it line by line. So they're not asking the FTC to kill the deal or stop it. They're ask, and it is sort of grandstanding, but what they're asking is to make sure, they're asking the FTC to make sure they scrutinize this deal, right? And the thing is that under the premise that they're asking them to scrutinize it under is under a law that is not, that has not been passed yet, right? The FTC, as it stands today, is reviews these kinds of deals based on whether they will lead to a monopoly or whether they will increase prices for consumers. They're not really looking at it in terms of what it will do for employees today. The law that Senator Warren and Bernie Sanders and Cory Booker and White House are trying to pass would basically give the FTC that power. And they wanted to bring attention to that. So they use this deal. And listen, it's a $70 billion deal. There will be, you know, political things that happen. There will be people that try to make names for themselves out of it. I'm not saying that that's what's happening here. But listen, if there's something untoward about the deal, then the deal shouldn't pass. So why not look at it, right? Like, why not? I think they'll look at it and they'll do all the scrutiny they're going to do. And I think it goes through. Right. But what's the harm? Because if they find something that's like, you know, something that would stop the deal from going through, then why would you want the deal to go through, I guess. So, but again, what the letter is saying is asking the FTC to look at the deal under a law that does not yet exist. And that's why people will tell you it is grandstanding and it is kind of baseless, because it is, because there's a bill that a bill that they want to get turned into a law.
Yeah, let them go ahead and do that. I hope they sue the whole entire FTC, because they can do that if they decide to do that.
Smoove, have you ever called up your congressperson in your state?
All them whack ass motherfuckers. Yep.
About what? What did you complain about?
What they did? They did exactly the opposite of what Smoove complained about, because they knew if they appeased Smoove, they're going to lose the election.
I'm interested in hearing what Smoove complains about to his congressperson. What type of things upset you?
I told the motherfuckers to get rid of tolls.
Just that's it? Just get rid of them?
No. The biggest beef I have in New Jersey right now.
And you know what they did? You know what they did, BJ?
They raised the fucking prices.
Tolls. Exactly.
This nigga Smoove messing up for everybody.
And you know what, B? That's part of the reason, I think I told you this, why I'm moving out of Jersey to PA. Remember I told you, I'm paying $85 a month for work. Thank you, Smoove. You owe me more fucking money. This motherfucker be fucking everything up. Everything you want, everything you're for, that everything is going to happen the exact opposite way. Yo, can you just Smoove, say you don't want student loan forgiveness. That's what I need you to do.
Facts. Still
I'm still
hanging that shit over my head.
I need you to write a letter to the Congress or president, wherever, and say that these people are lazy and we shouldn't forgive their student loans so my shit can be forgiven tomorrow. That's what I need you to do. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to Vegas in June. You coming with me. We're going to play roulette. I'm going to put all my money on black. You're going to put money on red, and we're just going to keep letting it ride. Whatever you bet on, I'm going to bet more on the opposite. We're going to make money.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's all it is, Smoove. No need to curse out the senators and get mad over them. You know, they're just doing their due diligence. All
the
shit
that's going on in the world, and they're worried about Activision and Xbox.
But it's a $70 billion deal, bro.
It's not their money. It's not their money.
None of this is ever their money. Yeah, why?
These old wrinkled bastards, the next time they go on one run for president, who they going to look for to endorsements?
Microsoft, you know, can you back us, please?
Get out of here, man.
Most of the decisions that senators and Congress people make, it almost never affects them.
It comes from businesses. It comes from who funds their campaigns? Corporations. And you got, and Microsoft is damn near the richest corporation in the country. They going to need some help, especially the way they've been fucking up this country. They going to need some help.
Smooth. You need to stop blaming everybody else and blame yourself and have some accountability. This is all the shit you're complaining about is your fault.
What senators do you like, Smooth? Do you like any senators? Any?
No, because any
now that they're touching on fucking video games, like if you, they shouldn't be like this. This is not their lane.
Business. It's business though. It's not even about video games.
Did you think that there wouldn't be some kind of political grandstanding or whatever around this? With the price of that deal,
that right? ZeniMax deal went through no
that
problem.
That was a $7 billion deal
under Trump. That shit didn't have no issues.
You think your buddy Trump overlooked it? Okay, I see what this is about.
This man literally got our fees and fares raised on these damn tolls.
$7 billion is nobody's gonna sniff at $7 billion though. Smooth, you know.
I just think we should have expected this with the size of this deal. Right, like aside from getting a second look or whatever it is from the FTC, like you have to expect that those politicians. And by the way, what large corporate merger hasn't Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren spoken out against? Like this is very on brand for them. So I expected this. I'm surprised. Well, this is from the Senate. That's why AOC isn't a part of this. But I wouldn't be surprised if AOC does something in the House of Representatives. Right? Like that's kind of what that's what they do.
And then Smooth going.
Smooth, did you vote for higher taxes or lower taxes?
Voted for no taxes.
That's it. This thing is fucked up more.
Smooth is a libertarian. I see it.
Smooth, you need to vote for higher taxes. This man is just fucking us.
Okay. Well, we can move on. Take it easy on them senators, Smooth. They, you know, they got feelings too, okay?
She did a good job ignoring everybody.
Oh, man.
What?
He said ignoring them. Dimes, do you got a Switch? You play Nintendo games?
Yeah. I don't use it as much as I used to, though. I do want to get one of the new ones.
Have you played and beat Breath of the Wild?
No, I have not.
Did you play it at all, Yemi?
Honestly,
it's okay if you didn't. I don't blame you.
No, Animal Crossing takes up like most of my time when I actually am.
Okay.
On my Switch.
Okay, because we just got the news. Breath of the Wild 2 was delayed. I think most of us could predict.
Expect me like that, BG.
I think most of us could predict it wasn't going to come out this year. And I was going to go to you, Blandrew, because y'all noticed that Blandrew, when it's other topics outside of Nintendo, he's got nothing to offer, nothing to say. It's okay, Blandrew. You hold your value when it comes to Nintendo games, Nintendo topics, I guess.
I'm playing Elden Ring right now.
Beat
the first boss. You beat the first boss yet, BG? No.
Okay. Right. You beat the first. What was the boss name? Shut up. Probably wasn't even a boss. Anyway, Breath of the Wild 2 was delayed. How are you feeling? You cried?
No, this is something I've been expected when they first announced it. I didn't expect it to come out this year anyway, so I never added it to my 2022 list.
You were talking about the endless summer of fun and miraculousness and all kinds of craziness.
Yeah, but Breath of the Wild 2 was never a game I brought up. Like, if you notice, that was never a game you really see me hyping or anything.
I don't know about that.
Saving it for the Switch 2 or whatever.
It's going to be. That's how they. Every Zelda at this point is a cross-gen game. The first one they come out comes at the end of a life cycle of one console, the beginning of one. But it's been that way on the GameCube. Was that way on the Wii? Was that way on the Wii U? Yeah, that's how it is now.
Okay.
Lines up with the whole rumors we've been hearing. So they're saying it's supposed to come out in spring as well, which is when the original Breath of the Wild came out. But still, I don't
what
even
rumors?
See that.
I hear no bald people talk about anything.
No, that's what Nintendo said. They said it's coming out in spring of 2022 when the original game first came out in March. But I still don't see that happening. So
how confident would you be to make a bet, a game of the year bet for Breath of the Wild 2?
That's an easy Keelys. Winner.
It's getting at nominated. You know it's getting nominated.
No, but the win,
the
though.
The win.
All right.
No, the only thing it really was competing with was Elden Ring, but since they aren't going to be going head-to-head.
No, but I'm talking about next year, though. I'm talking about next year now.
What's coming up next year?
I don't know, but would you be willing to make the bet now?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Bond, you going to take that?
I'll take that bet.
See, I just alley.
I'll take that.
Just gave you the alley.
I'm taking that.
So that's a bet.
BG.
That's a bet, Blandrew? No, I'm taking it. I was just setting it up for you. For you.
I'll take that, Blandrew.
All I'll right, take it.
Let me get my ledger out.
Taking their mouth, y'all bugging. That shit, the favorite to win even before it come out, bro. Like
the only game that could potentially compete with it, and this is only at Jeff Keighley's show, is God of War. If that was to get delayed to 2022, but anything else?
Here's the reason why that's a stupid bet, though, Blandrew, and I'll tell you why. While it may be the favorite to win, it's literally the field versus one game. It's like Tiger Woods back in the day. Yeah, Tiger Woods is the best golfer, but are you going to bet Tiger versus the field?
But what's the field?
We don't even know. And that's another crazy thing that you made the bet. Could be anything.
People might, you know, the second time around that everybody, you know, what everybody was impressed by in Breath of the Wild 1, maybe that's a little less impressive in Breath of the Wild 2.
And when's this game coming out again?
March. Spring. Well, spring, allegedly.
Spring, and here's another thing. If the game gets delayed and isn't part of those game awards, you lose the bet.
It'll make it. I'm not worried about that.
That happened to Smooth, didn't it? Halo wasn't going to be nominated.
Yeah, but the way people talk about Zelda and the way people went crazy over Link just falling out the sky, you think this game is like the underdog or something. This is the clear favorite for 2023 right now.
I would agree.
Man. I smell an upset next year, man. I smell an upset in the air, bro.
You think Elden Ring beating God of War, BG?
I think God of War has a good chance of beating Elden Ring. I do.
I think Starfield wins it.
Oh, brother. If you don't get your nut ass out of here.
I'll take that best move. I'll take that.
I'll take Elden Ring over God of War, BG.
You want to take that smooth?
I'm not making no bets. Go ahead,
Starfield smooth. Game of the Year. You want to take that?
I can't take that. I'd rather bet that God of War would do it if it comes out.
So you got more faith in God of War than
No. I need to will Starfield into freaking contention.
No, you're against yourself. Okay.
So you finally using your powers. Okay, I see.
No, he already cursed it by saying it's gonna get game of the year. He already doomed it. It's done.
But he's
you
betting.
Can't reverse the curse. Mm-hmm. It's already done.
But no, Blandrew, I'm not taking no bets. I'm not smooth.
Do we think
smooth,
that,
you ain't taking that bet?
No, I'm not taking that bet.
Starfield, game of the year. Come on. And I'll even throw in a caveat that if it gets delayed out of the year, that it'll void the bet.
Okay.
Yes, no?
No, we're good. Next time
we're going to bet on a game you've never even seen.
We good means yes or we good means no?
Next topic, please.
Everbone, what were you going to say?
We needed a yes or a no, Smooth.
You said no.
So for God of War, in terms of winning Game of the Year, I think, you know, it was absolute. I didn't play the game till the first time till last year, and I played it on the PS. It was great, amazing, right?
But here he goes.
No, but. but I guess what I'm wondering is, you know, what it had going for it in 2018 was that aside from it being amazing, it was new. And do we think that because it's a sequel, in the minds of the judges, it will not, they won't look at it the same way they look at Elden Ring?
I mean,
Yeah,
that's what I say about Zelda. But Jack points out that, you know, Nintendo games don't get that type of criticism. according to Jack.
Breath of the Wild 2 is going to get praise for being more of the same, whereas God of War will get critiqued for that. It's going to have, y'all going to see it. Just peep game, man. Y'all know what's going on.
I'm just shocked that Smoove has no this mystical, mythological game all these X-bums be talking about. Smoove don't even got the confidence.
D-Blum?
I got nothing to say.
You're not going to bait him, I guess.
I'm just saying, man.
Show the game in June October for the first time.
I had confidence in CD Projekt Red. I would have lost all my money on Cyberpunk.
Indeed. Indeed. So, yeah. Zelda, Breath of the Wild 2 delayed till next year. All right, next topic.
Do you want to read these super chats?
Yeah, go ahead. If you've got the updated ones, go ahead.
All right. Let me make sure I'm... all right, cool. Shotred 555. He says, actual figure from... I'm from the hood. Compton, represent. Are you from Compton? Okay, I see you. Got my boy Rico Flair 92. He said, hey, yo, BG, who does Kirby gameplay belong to? Kids move tier aiming. Yeah, they've been struggling. Man.
Yeah, that was Jazzy Jefferson. Bro. Somebody asked, does Kirby have a hard mode? Because Jazzy was struggling. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Jazz, you got all your fingers, brother? What's going on over there, bro? Gameplay looking spooky. We got Andrew Wilkins. He says, Smoove, instead of online to defend Failsoft, can you fight Xbox brand to finally bring a good game? Xbox hasn't had a good game that sold well since 2011. Smoove, do you have anything to say to this?
Forza Horizon 5 outsold Returnal and Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart last year. And that's despite it launching in Game Pass. So, next.
Okay, well, I'm going to Forza.
And that's all I need.
There you go. We got Shotred 555 again. He says, it's interesting those politicians you listed worried about a monopoly, but if you go through their history... all of them got shady background.
I don't think they're asking about a monopoly, though, right? Like, they're asking about the treatment of the workers, which, again, is not the purview of the FTC. So it's very interesting that they're asking the FTC about it. And even if they got what they wanted, aren't they then saying that you're basically going to leave the workers to fend for themselves?
Hey, everyone, mm-hmm. What's your favorite, like, your platform of choice?
Xbox.
Okay.
Yeah.
We appreciate Johnson, brother. We appreciate Johnson.
Proceed, Jack.
Most Xbox guys say, well, you know, I tend to play everything, but you know, no, I do, you know.
I believe you can have a favorite, but you can still be objective. I make no
absolutely.
I feel you, brother. I feel you. I respect
I make it known
that
I'm a bias neutral, so you're okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, don't use no damn neutral. I like that word bias neutral. Here.
I like that, Blandrew. I like that.
I'm not neutral.
I fuck with Evermore, man. I fuck with you, though. All right. We got Andrew Wilkins. He said, all Xbox fans are like Smoove. They hype 12 teraflops. Sony has the better built console. They hype hardware ray tracing. Sony has the better and more ray traced games. They hype 4K VR. Microsoft didn't release it. Okay. Anybody want to respond to that?
Why are developers complaining of Microsoft saying all the tools aren't ready? Like, I heard dealer talk like, well, what's going on about Microsoft?
I'm tired of hearing about the tools. I'm gonna be real with you. I don't want to hear no more about no tools.
I'm lost on that. I'm not sure.
I'd rather we not get into the tools, the hammers, the saws, and let's not.
We got one more. We got Sofa Spot. He said, be careful, Jack. BG is always copying press start. He about to announce WWP is shutting down in a few weeks. Moon emoji.
That's so crazy because, everything that, shout out to press start, them my boys, right? I love press start. Everything they did over there, right? You know what? They eventually came back to my formula and my blueprint. So, y'all could keep running with that narrative. I copied no one. I am the originator.
What is that one thing Thanos used to say? And where did that bring you?
Right back to me. Everything they did, you know whose blueprint they came back to? Mine's.
Street, but RIP to press start, but I just gotta say, there's always one guy saying that Weapon Wheel's a dead podcast, and yeah, irony sucks.
You and Alex stay beefing. Anyway.
I don't beef.
Friends, man. They best friends, bro.
I'm just telling you what it is.
Any more, Jack?
No, we go right now.
Your paycheck won't be okay, Jack?
Hey, man, We living out here, man. We trying, bro. You know,
Jack, more streams on your own podcast.
You know, people been asking me about that, man. We'll see. We'll see.
Can you start yours first, Blandrew? We still waiting on it.
I'm working on the Elden Ring review.
Jack, well, I did have to ask you something, right?
What's up?
How come when white people either smack or threaten to smack people, nothing happens to them? But when black people threaten to smack or smack people, they give them the fuck up back?
What's going on, right? See, okay, I'm glad I ain't the only one peeped at. All right. You know the vibes. You know what's going on.
All right. All right, some PlayStation stuff. So, Sony, y'all let me know if y'all think this is a story or non-story, just, you know, business as usual, or, well, the second thing is definitely not. So, Sony cut PlayStation jobs despite growth. They fired about, let go about 90 employees, calling it global transformation. And also, like, I think 8 more women were added to this PlayStation sexual harassment lawsuit that's going on.
How come Smooth ain't complaining about this?
Stuff getting called out all over the industry. So,
The sexual harassment is definitely an issue that needs to be addressed as soon as possible. Firing 90 people, who gives a shit? They probably hired more than 1,500 people this year alone. So, all these studios they're acquiring got hundreds and hundreds of. Don't Bungie got like 800 employees? Like, nah, I don't give a shit. 90's nothing.
Yeah. Glad you said it, Jack, because if I said I don't care about those 90 people going, say I'm cold-hearted.
I definitely don't give a fuck. I definitely don't care. People got to cut the dead weight, man. You know the vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's never been more jobs available in the gaming industry, and anyone that worked at Sony Marketing, I don't think is going to have trouble finding a job, right? So, and people leave companies every day. I don't think. And again, if somebody was affected by this and they're like unemployed now, I definitely feel bad for them. But like, you know, these things happen, right? Sometimes there's redundancies at companies, and you know, you gotta trim the fat.
Microsoft's always hiring.
They're always firing too.
You'd be one of them 500 people working on Halo.
That is some fire on your resume, though. You worked in PlayStation marketing and sales. Hey, man, you'll be able to get a job off that, I'm sure.
Okay. Dimes, are you
Twitter bios?
Are you interested in Forspoken?
I've seen the gameplay, but for me, I'm not really interested. There's nothing that wows me about that game. When I see the gameplay, I'm sorry.
It looks rough, right?
It looks very, very rough.
What's rough about it?
And it's. But the thing is I talked about this like a couple weeks ago, I want to say. And I was just like, there's nothing like, I mean, granted, I didn't play Horizon Forbidden West, but even just watching that gameplay, I mean, there's a lot of wow moments. You mean, like, there's a lot of animations, there's a lot of cool things within the game itself. But watching just the gameplay of Forspoken, there was nothing that drew me to that game that was unique, in my opinion.
Yeah. If y'all didn't know, Game Informer released some new gameplay recently. I will say that the gameplay they showed, I think, has been the most interesting so far that we've seen in this game, but it still looks rough. It still looks bad. Like, we still haven't seen a good showing of this game, in my opinion. The frame rate is always seems like it's running at, you know, 20 frames per second. The world looks pretty bad. Barren. The enemies just look kind of generic and don't really seem like the game just doesn't seem like it's flowing well together. Yeah. Right. And it looks like amateur hour. I'm gonna be real with you. It looks like amateur hour over there.
Tech demo, dog. You know what's going on, bro. It's like a SSD texture loading tech demo. Like that shit they showed at the beginning.
I'm surprised y'all find the game looking impressive. I'm like, aren't they targeting like 60 FPS on that game?
What they got to do with it being impressive? I mean, it just
I think graphically it looks impressive.
It's a chick running around this empty ass desert fighting these slow moving ass bum ass. It looked like, you know what it looked like? It looked like a rejected Final Fantasy pitch, and they said, "All right, let's put a black chick as a protagonist and just call it something different." Like, what are we doing, bro? I don't see the appeal.
You know what's crazy? I really be feeling like black protagonists just be getting like the short end of the stick and put into like some of the bad games. Like there are black protagonists in good games, but like, man, I really feel like when I think about Prototype 2, Forspoken, and some other games, man, it's like, man, it's not looking good, man. It's just it got delayed till what, October, I think, something like that. It's April now. And who's working on this? Luminous. I think Luminous. They also work on Final Fantasy 15, which people say which a lot of people say is one of the worst Final Fantasies in terms of combat. So I don't know, man. It's just not looking great.
So can I say something on this? Right, like awesome. I nothing grinds my gears like this sort of marketing driven representation, right? Like, you're not gonna get brownie points from me just because you put a black face on something. Like, if you're gonna try to sell me the game that is subpar, this is not about whatever the name of this game is.
Forspoken.
But I'm just saying in general.
Forspoken or Halo?
Forwoken.
No.
It's not
about being woke. I'm just saying, like, I see this too much where it's just like, hey, watch this movie or buy this game just because, you know, there's a person of color in it. And it's like, you still have to make it good, right? And it's all, to me, sometimes it can come off like as an insult that if you're gonna, you know, use us because you want our money, right? But you're not going to put in the other work necessary to make something, you know, amazing. And Forspoken might be amazing, but it's just a larger issue around the marketing that I see, like the fact that they keep having to mention, you know, this is a person of color and this and that. And I don't think you have to do that. Right. Like there's so many other examples of the character is they just happen to be what they are. And, you know, the story or the game is good. Right. Like you don't put that in your marketing. That's all I'm saying.
Because my thing is what bothers me about this real quick is like, OK, they let's say this game is mediocre. Right. And it doesn't sell. They're not going to blame the game being mediocre, right? They're going to look at it as...
They're going to say it's because they use the person.
It's a black female. Nobody wants to play a game with a black female protagonist, you know, a black woman. That's not the case. If the game is good, ain't nobody going to care. But if what you show doesn't seem to be good, people not going to buy it. That's like, that's what I don't like about it.
Yeah.
You know, so...
We gonna see, man. They delayed the game. Hopefully, they get some more enemies on screen. And honestly, I think the saving grace of this game is going to have to be, for me personally, it's gonna have to be the story, man. I already do not like those frantic action platinum game type, you know, swinging swords like you know. I'm not a fan of that type shit, right? So if this game got a good story, I think, you know, I can fuck with it.
Just like a generic isekai anime, because that's what it seems like the story is.
Yeah, and it could, you know, listen, it could surprise us. I ain't gonna lie. I've been surprised by games that I thought were gonna be bad, recently, like, you know, Guardians. You know, I was shocked when that game was actually good. Ghostwire, I was shocked when that game was decent. I thought it was just, I don't know what the hell to think of it. So, you know, I was surprised when those games turned out to be okay. Right. As long as I just hope it's not garbage. If it's like, yeah, this is decent and it runs well, we can be okay with that. Even if it's not nothing amazing, we can be okay with that. So, yeah, man, we'll see.
Yep.
See how it turns out. I think it still needs another delay till like next year, but we'll see. Minecraft. This is a strange story. So the ray tracing in Minecraft was canceled, right? I don't know if it ever made it in there.
Yeah, it made it
and
to
they
some
removed
console,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because remember, this was when, you know, when during the promo of the new Xbox, they talked about, you know, the ray tracing and stuff like that. And Minecraft was one of the biggest deals about it. So I guess, Smooth, you could talk about it. It made it into it, and now they're removing it for whatever reason.
No, it's, I don't know if it got canceled.
They canceled the 4K upgrade too, remember?
Yeah, yeah, the Xbox One X Super Duper Deluxe. Yeah, so what
it's not called the Super Duper Deluxe, is it?
No, the
Super Duper Graphics Pack or something like
that. Yeah, it's probably 4K Minecraft, yeah.
Yeah, so that one, they couldn't figure it out. This one, this they demoed this thing to like Digital Foundry like some back before they when they originally revealed the Series X and whatnot. We've been waiting on it. They've been quiet about it. It came up in a preview build. You have to be a part of Insider's program, and it was there. And they said it was released in error or some shit like that. It was a mistake. So the update is no longer available. And I don't know what Mojang is doing over there. It's probably the worst studio Xbox owns. I'm not even sure what.
No, that's 343.
That is not true.
Oh, shit.
Believe it or not, 343 has released more games than Mojang.
I mean,
is it Mojang, Mojang?
Mojang sound crazy. I'm gonna say Mojang.
I heard one of them little.
It could be because Jay's be silent if it's like.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. You got yeah.
They treat Mojang as like, you know, just kind of cat. Well, Minecraft is a cash cow because like, why do they necessarily even need to make more games if like, you know, Minecraft is one of the most profitable games ever? That's why they don't make nothing else. But
as they should.
Yeah, so I think part of the issue with this is they can't get it. First of all, I think ray tracing, we were sold a bill of goods, right, on ray tracing, but Insomniac did do it. So maybe I can't even say that. Maybe on the Xbox it's a bill of goods. I don't know.
Use a different form of ray tracing on Xbox. It's DirectX ray tracing.
Right. Well, whatever that is, now it doesn't work, right? So the thing is, I think like we've seen it, but it probably breaks the game somewhere. And in terms of the technical debt that builds up and the effort that the team would put on that, I think they look at the audience of people playing Minecraft and say that no one, the audience that plays Minecraft spends all their time there and money on it. They probably don't care about ray tracing. That update is going to be something that we will go on there and say, hey, this looks cool. Play for 10 minutes and then never go back to it. So I think that they're kind of making a calculation of, well, no one's really going to use this. So we should use the resources and budget that we have to, you know, create features that the large player base will use. And it sucks because they showed it. So now, you know, what do they say? You don't show a gun in act one if you're not going to fire it by act three. Yeah. So they got to put it out, but I just think there's no priority on it because they're looking at what their players are doing. And, you know, again, this is their marketing blunder, but I don't know that, their players really care. I wasn't going to play it, but
yeah. I think it's just a crummy way of looking at it. Cause it's the second time they did that with that stupid ass game.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't fuck with Minecraft at all, huh, Smooth?
Nah.
That's making Microsoft a lot of revenue, though. That's like one of the top three selling games of all time. Like, that shit making money, bro.
My daughters play it all the time. And they never once asked me about where's the ray tracing patch.
Yeah. It's one of those things, like, because, you know, there's like, you know, Jack, if there's a PlayStation game that I know makes a lot of money, like, even though Bungie is not under the umbrella, you know, Sony still owns them. Like, it doesn't do anything for me that Destiny makes a lot of money. I don't like Destiny. I would honestly, I would take a game that I like that makes less money, you know, over the other thing anytime. That's so, true. Like,
I would too.
Yeah, like, because Minecraft is a, you know, if you're an Xbox fan who doesn't like Minecraft, like, yo, what the hell is that money doing for me if y'all ain't making nothing else?
They're putting it back in the Game Pass.
No, I honestly think we should be more concerned with where's ray tracing on Halo. They said that that was coming.
Where's Eddie's doing on Halo?
Ooh, that's on the back burner now. That's the last thing you need to worry about on Halo. I know.
I'm just saying that's a game where the players would actually want to see a ray tracing update. I don't think the players writ large on Minecraft care about that update.
They could bring ray tracing when they do this campaign expansion.
Yeah.
At that point, I mean,
they don't even allow you to drive vehicles in the campaign. You keep running into stubs in the roads.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. Try driving anything besides a mongoose in that game. Good luck.
I'm a big fan of the campaign for Infinite. I'm coming back to it when they release a new story DLC.
Campaign was infinitely trash.
Stop your lies.
You didn't say
sir.
It was trash, though, Bond. You Stop said it was lies. Okay.
I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind what a 7 out of 10 means. If I were to give the next Witcher a 7 out of 10, you know that as like the biggest Witcher fan, you know that's bad. Yeah. So you know nobody was looking more forward to Halo than me. Nobody's probably in this community's probably played more Halo than me, and even I dropped that shit. Shit's dead. The franchise is dead.
Disagree
about this movie. It's over.
That should have ended at Halo would be just fine.
Should have ended at Halo 3. Y'all niggas been saying Halo will be just fine after Halo 4. Y'all niggas said Halo will be just fine after Halo 5. Now we got a 10-year plan. Don't worry, Halo will be fine. I'm not hitting. When's it going to be fine? As far as I'm concerned, they're still treating it for cancer.
This guy.
And I know that sounds insensitive in my situation. I don't have cancer. There's people I know. Don't go crazy, people. But yeah, this shit is terminally ill. It's done. Well, amen. It's a wrap. Master Chief had a good run. So did Cortana. Should have ended at 3 when they put his ass in the cryo sleep. Should have been it.
Smooth, let you get off a lot of Halo slander right now. Smooth, I don't like this shit, brother. You got the fight back.
Smooth don't play. He can't do nothing.
Yep. All right, well.
What do you mean I don't play? Actually, we just played yesterday. I'm two more rings down from maxing out the Season 1 Battle Pass.
Next topic, BG. This shit crazy.
Oh, man. Wow. E3 has been canceled. The digital E3, because there was no physical E3.
I need to gloat on this. Because I've been telling y'all niggas E3 is trash since 2012.
Oh, brother.
There you go.
10 years later, I finally get to say I was right. Please understand, no more E3. No more bald niggas arguing about floor plans.
What's going on?
No more dissecting treasure maps.
I do remember the floor plan debates. Dumb joints was fire.
Over. There is no more E3, and I couldn't be happier.
Floor plan debates was fire back in the day, man. Okay, so yeah, digital E3 is canceled. I don't even remember exactly why. Why is irrelevant at this point? But E3 is. Listen, I think E3 would still be going if it wasn't for, you know, COVID. If that never happened, I still think E3 would be going.
Absolutely.
Like, it may not be as popular as it once was at its height, but it would definitely still be going.
Yeah, there's too many delays.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying there's too many delays. There's a lot of delays going on.
Yeah. I was gonna say, you know, what really killed E3 too is the fact that the companies that were, you know, going to exhibit at E3, they figured out a finesse. You know, we don't have to necessarily go to E3 to go to E3, right? We can pull out, do the event a day before, or go to this building instead of this building and be in the direct vicinity of the fucking event and not have to pay all these absorbent fucking fees. It's still called a shit E3. So the ESA was like, you know, they was losing all this money, all this attendance. So, yeah, of course they're going to shut that shit down.
And then the funny thing was Mr. Video Games War, he was spitting on their grave pretty much.
Yeah, he couldn't wait to announce. He knew that shit was canceled. He was like, you know, I'm gonna announce my ass.
He was happy as shit on Twitter, wasn't he?
Both of his shows
are trash, dude. That's the thing.
Who cares?
If there's nothing to compete with it, who cares if it's trash? We like Jeff Keighley don't care. You know, it was a little bit weird coming from Jeff Keighley.
The video game awards are now the new E3?
And Summer, yeah, Summer Game Fest.
No, it's not.
It is. Summer Game Fest. It has no competition. What else exactly are we watching at that time? We know it's not going to be as good presentation-wise at E3. And a lot of publishers, developers are not even going to give some of their best announcements to Summer Game Fest. Because they're going to do it on their own. But Jeff Keighley's happy.
Imagine one man beating the ESA. That's like ridiculous to think about.
He's not worried about all the people that lost their job because there's no more E3. I thought Jeff would be sad, man. I thought he was better.
Like we was talking about with the other shit, free-to-play games, it's a lower barrier entry. You can plug in with Jeff Keighley, you know, just, okay, we're going to give you, you know, this exclusive coverage rights, and they getting the same fucking media coverage that they would if they went to E3 and spent, you know, $200,000-$300,000 to show the shit. Mm-hmm. So, of course, yeah. And some of these devs will go to Jeff Keighley for that exclusive, you know. And I done woke up for some of these Summer Games Fest, and it'd be the worst fucking announcements. I'd be waiting for the countdown. I'm like, bro, are you serious?
Maybe it'll get better. It'll get better.
Hopefully, man.
And I went to, was it three E3s? And they were good. It was three, I believe. And, you know, they were good. Enjoyed my time and, you know, enjoyed, networking, making connections, and, you know, it was a good time.
The only thing I'm mad about is Zaire and Hardy never got to fight anybody there.
Oh, brother.
I'm not going to lie, Jack. I was hoping for at least one quick encounter at E3.
And that shit would have been funny. Yes, sir.
UG was supposed to be one of the combatants, right?
Oh, brother. Yeah, okay.
You going to get nacho about your loafers, BG?
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Watch him out, that would have been crazy. I definitely would have been filming that shit the whole time too. God damn.
Tell you what, ain't nobody putting no fucking hands on me.
What about feet? What about feet?
No feet, hands. All right, no limbs getting put on me, my nigga.
Just trying to make sure. Forearms, nothing? Okay.
Elbow, fucking. None of that.
You ever been
And I would never be worried about it. I grew up in a New York City public school system. Blanger.
Yeah, it'd be kind of impossible for him not to get into
it's
a
literally
fight.
Impossible not to fight. Like, come on, man.
You ever won any fights, BG, or you was like,
don't play with me, Jack. Don't play with me, Jack.
Don't play with me, Jack. I've lost a lot of fights before, but I won my first year as well, you know.
Listen, I've definitely wasn't getting washed, okay? I definitely wasn't getting washed. At the bare minimum, at worst, it was debatable. At worst, any of them was debatable. Okay, but I definitely never lost. Like, it was never like, okay, this nigga's out. It was never that for me. I don't care what I had to do. I was gonna make it debatable.
Were you grabbing that? Would you out there grabbing the nigga's dick and shit?
Oh my God! Here you go. No, that wasn't my method. I gotta say, that's never been my method. That's never been my method, man. But
Was you fighting about, BG? Somebody exclusive or something? Or?
I remember the one. What I do remember. What this is crazy, right?
Oh, the fact that you don't remember is a problem already.
No, I remember. I don't remember. I didn't get into that many fights. I mean, listen, I was at that time. I was taller than, like, not that is the end all be all, but I was taller than most the other kids at that time. But I remember this one kid, right? This is the weirdest shit ever. He was taller and bigger than me, right? He got his cousin, who was like, bro, way shorter than him, to fight me. He's taller than both of us. He got his short cousin to fight me. I was like, what part of the game is this?
This don't even make your ass what you do.
Nah.
Was his cousin a fighter?
No, like, it was his cousin was this little short nigga with a chipped tooth. I remember the nigga had a chipped tooth. That's what I remember about him.
He beat the dog shit out you. What you'd be
doing? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Nick was on your shit like a feedback.
I was looking good. He still had a chipped tooth. Listen. If I were to lose all them fights, bro, I couldn't have came back to school, because you know niggas is just gonna keep punking you if you lose every fight.
Yeah, if you lose a fight, you can't. The next person want to fight to get there.
You can't fight schools anymore. Winner gets shot.
Yeah, that's what I was like. By the time he got my last fight, I was like, you know what? I'll just take the L. I ain't trying to get shot.
I'm dead ass. Winning a shot. That's
funny shit, bro. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Like, you win a fight nowadays, you really lose. Winner yeah, gets shot. Like, yeah. You get into a fight, winner gets shot.
Got a transfer. Like, Jesus. Yeah.
I was more of an observer of most fights. Like I said, I didn't get in that many. I do remember niggas fighting a lot over Pokemon cards, though. Oh, man.
That's facts.
I always miss the fights. They got broken up by the time I got there.
Well, you was in a padded room, too, Blender. They used to let y'all out to see them shit.
So stop this, yeah. Jack.
Oh, yeah, man. Niggas in niggas in Blender's class hit hard.
Oh, y'all see that fight, that little ass square window, man. That's crazy.
All them niggas got helmets on, nigga. What you mean?
Ain't playing no sports. No sports are being played that moment. This shit's crazy.
God.
Oh, my God.
You good about yourself with those jokes?
Regular Olympics.
Back to games. Okay. Damn, I think we almost done. I got one topic left. Okay. Undead Labs, State of Decay, who are making State of Decay 3. Of course, Microsoft Studio bought them, you know, bought them when they bought like eight other studios back in like, what, 2018, 19, one of those years. So State of Decay, so first of all, the studio, apparently there's some like sexism and racism going on. I believe that's the alleged, you know, problem that's happening right there, you know.
Shit, I'm about stuff to work at Nintendo. You can't work at Sony and Microsoft. Jesus.
Yeah, without getting these allegations of, you know, sexism and racism going on, and there's all these, you know, just a bunch of these allegations, right? Not only that, apparently the game isn't in great shape or is not making great progress. This game was announced in 2019. According to the article, State of Decay 3 is still in pre-production.
Jesus.
So they had to spend the whole damn year trying to diversify the team and hire just as many women as males and shit like that. So I mean, that takes time.
You don't get yourself in trouble. That's a girl.
No, you got to hit that quota. No, I mean, that's not. I'm not.
Are you
like?
Are you victim blaming, sir?
No, I'm just saying. When you got these things in place, you gotta establish before you get accused. I'm telling you, if you have literally one more male or one less male or one less female, then you can literally be accused for sexism.
Okay, so what's? Yeah, I saw Smooth do this on Twitter. So he's saying, they don't know. We don't know the details of the racism or sexism, right? So it could be something quote unquote light, like it could be like a guy that hit on a woman like verbally, but never actually touched her. But I don't know if that's the right route. I don't know if that's fight.
I'm not saying that whatever they got going on, just fix it. But they already came out with an article, damage control, and before these bums at Kotaku put the shit out. And just like let them know, yo, it's not even that serious, and it was already fucking resolved, by the way. So they waste all their fucking resources to put this article out. It's like these investigative journalists are the biggest pussies on the planet, yo. For real,
why do you attack people for doing their job?
Like, that's not a job, investigative journalist. That's not a real job. That's a hobby. That's not a job.
That is not a job.
It's a fucking hobby.
All right, brother.
Smooth. Let me give you some advice. My mom said this: when in doubt, wait till it plays out. Because you just be looking stupid, making assumptions.
Hey, good thing I'm not a professional. I can say what I want.
This man said, "Investigative journalism is not a job." This is crazy.
All right, so when the expose on Sony or somebody you don't like come out, Smooth, I don't want you saying nothing about, you know, I can't, you know. I'm so happy it came to light, none of that shit.
No, I don't care about these dudes.
But yeah, mismanagement, bullying, misogyny. Yeah, apparently all that stuff was happening since.
You see that article I put in the chat? We talked about this on the podcast before. We should have knew something was up with State of the Cave devs back then, though, man. You see that article?
Well, see, the claims are in question because they're talking about misogyny. So it'd be physically impossible for them to be misogyny at that job because there would be no woman working there.
So the article Jack is talking about, in 2015, there was an article that came out, State of Decay artists filled the game with hidden penises.
Yeah. I remember when they ported the game, because it was coming to another generation. Somebody they hired to do it, they put like a whole bunch of like transparent dicks on the screen, and they had to go back in and scrub all that out the... You know, shit is crazy, but Smooth, you know, you're a huge state of Decay.
Imagine that being your job. Scrubbing racist dicks.
Hey, bro, you gonna remove all the dicks about the... Huh? What's going on? Who put dicks in it? It's all over the screen, man. Shit crazy. Go look at it, bro. Go do that for me. Like, what the hell?
That's why they call the game State of Decay, because that's exactly the state it's in.
Anybody got any opinions on State of Decay? Like, you know, anybody a fan?
No, I'm not even the biggest fan. So I could care less about what's going on over there. But
you're not
like...
the biggest. Hold on, Smooth. Yeah, I remember you. I remember you.
I mean, I'll tell you.
You and Game Addict was really like talking praise of this shit. What happened, brother?
Hey. Anyway. I'll tell you this, right?
No, I know it. Yeah, I know.
if you haven't played the game looks actually 10 times better than the actual reveal, right? Like, remember when the reveal came, looked kind of dope, and the game came out, looked kind of janky? It actually looks
better than the reveal, every time.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, it looks pretty...
State of the Irregular, in the State of Decay. Like, that franchise has never been good. It might as well be made by Platinum Games.
But here's my thing, right? So I can understand, you know, State of Decay 1, State of Decay 2. Seemingly, like, they had smaller budget, you know, not as experienced. But State of Decay 3, I'm expecting a huge jump. Because now, y'all, you know, Microsoft's gaming division budget has been opened up. So assuming more of that is actually going to go to you.
DJ. We've already discussed that budgets have nothing to do with the quality of games.
Well, we didn't say nothing. We said that's not the end all be all. It mostly comes down to talent, but it seemed with State of Decay 1 and 2, that was mostly a budget problem, in my assessment at least. So now that they've been purchased by Microsoft, and I assume they get the resources, more talent, this game has to make a jump, or like... There's no reason this game should be like on the same level as State of Decay 1 and 2.
BG, you expect State of Decay to make a jump when Halo Infinite couldn't even make a jump?
Amen. Let me ask a question, right? Well, I know nobody in here could probably answer this, but like when I hear pre-production, that's like, you know, they're still in like the planning phases. Yeah. The game ain't even like, is there no playable form? Because they already got the assets from the other two games, or they not going? They redoing the whole.
They're working off Unreal Engine 5.
Oh, so they redoing everything, huh? Okay.
So is there credence to, you know, when people talk about, you know, Microsoft, not every studio, but there being some type of management problem, because there's the Initiative, there's 343, there's Rare with Everwild.
Rare doesn't have a management problem, though.
What's their problem?
They don't have... No, I'm saying that team who's developing freaking Everwild, that was theirs. It had nothing to do with mismanagement, because Sea of Thieves is all right. And whatever other game they're working on is probably all right. It's just that, like, that doesn't have anything to do with management.
Let me ask you a question.
It's a creative funk that they're in.
They don't know. They made a game, and they don't know what the game is, I guess. Okay.
But look, though, Smooth, I got to ask you this, too. I feel like, personally, Microsoft Studios have been worse since they gave these devs freedom, bro. Like, you don't feel like that? Ever since then, we haven't heard nothing positive coming out. It seemed like they should go back to micromanaging and having a thumb and everything. You see what I'm saying? Like, what's going on over there, bro?
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think they're worse, because at the end of the day, these motherfuckers got like 30 studios. So we're highlighting like 2.5. You know what I mean? Like,
bro, it ain't been no positive story since, though. Like, what positive story?
They just got Publisher of the Year.
Don't worry. There's always Forza 5.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. 4 is 5. All right, that's all I need to hear. Thank you, bro. This shit's crazy.
Yeah, but, okay. In all truth, it's looking very spooky for PlayStation and Microsoft, like, and anybody Microsoft. You know what? Beyond PlayStation and Microsoft, there's just a general mistreatment of employees, crunch, women, minorities, everything, except for Karens. But you know.
If you're not a white male, man, you better be careful, man.
Actually, you know what? I'll take that back, because even white women have been victims of bad treatment. So, yeah, Jack, you're right. You ain't a white dude. Video game programming might not be for you. If you're in college right now and you decide you want to be a game programmer, they might look at you like, I'm sorry, you're not a white male. You probably shouldn't go into this industry. It's looking very bad.
All bad, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, man. Xbox was to be hitting that. I'm really just like anticipating that big stride. You know, the legendary big stride that people are talking about Xbox hitting in 2020 for 2025. I'm really interested.
That's what he said.
I'm interested to see how it turns out.
Stride.
Everborn, you there? I don't think he's there right now.
I'm here. What's going on, brother? What do you need?
I'm here.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you had an opinion on Undead Labs and State of Decay 3.
Yeah, I mean, I've never played a State of Decay game, but I always tell people when any of these, whenever any of these exposés come out, don't go running and say this company has a problem or that company has a problem, because if you haven't heard about it from your favorite company or publisher or studio or plastic box maker, it's probably just because it hasn't come to light yet. I think this is an issue that is not only in the gaming industry. It's across all of, you know, corporate America and American, probably, you know, throughout the rest of the world. So I think it's only a matter of time before you hear this about everyone. And as I just think as human beings, we have some growing to do in terms of how people get treated at work. And the more these things come out, the more of an eyeball will be on these companies, and they will have to come in and step in and fix these things. So I say, you know, good that this came out, and whoever else reports anything, good. Let the companies get on top of that so that they can, address these things. It sucks for the people that it happened to, but I think the more these stories we hear about, the better across the board.
I think we need to give a round of applause for Nintendo, because we haven't heard any bad things come out of Nintendo. Now, the fans, we can't give a round of applause to, but...
They got caught up in some fuckery a couple of years. What was that, Treehouse shit? They said they was doing some fuckery over there.
I mean, the Treehouse people really aren't Nintendo. They're just people that sit up in a house and talk about games.
That's true.
But yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, I don't understand this. It's an industry I'm glad I'm not into. I'll tell you that right there.
Yeah,
Jack, also, you too. You would have been threatened to smack somebody. You would have rap early.
Yes, sir.
They are reverting the removal of the Xbox game DVR. Remember, we reported that they were going to be removing it, but now they're reverting that so people could still use it.
That's good.
No, Dare, it was the whole share to Twitter issue. So that's...
So, is that still there, or are they getting rid of that?
No, they're putting it back. They temporarily disabled it, and now it's going back because we complained a lot, which I'm happy.
Complaining works, man.
Yes, sir. Yep.
There you go.
Okay.
Xbox dudes don't like sharing stuff. You know, their private information, their social security and stuff. You know how it is.
Jack, did you watch Colin Moriarty's interview with this Hassan Karaman guy? Did you watch this?
I saw that he did one, but I'm so tired of that guy and that whole dev studio. I'm not feeding into anymore. They bullshit. Yeah, they are scam artists, bro. Like,
I listened to it. I honestly think this guy is, like you said, he's a bullshit artist. I think he's a scammer. Just the ant guy, Colin, was asking him questions, and honestly, he was just giving like these very generic answers that like anybody could have said. And any answer, like any specific thing Colin asked him, he would say, oh yeah, that's NDA. Stuff that's like probably not even NDA. He was using the NDA as a cover. You know, Colin asked him about the budget of the game. He said it was like 30K, which doesn't make any sense. As he said, 30K was like, oh, that's the we had some external devs, and that's how much it was. But like, Colin was asking him like the whole budget of the game. he couldn't really give an answer of how much they spent. There was some other stuff about, you know, just like he asked him like, oh, who's your connected PlayStation? Oh, you know, I can't really say, like, just who do you, you know, speak to at PlayStation, you know, up, you know, the who's your liaison, who's your connect? Like, he couldn't even say that. I'm like, I don't think that's NDA. No, he couldn't answer anything, bro. I think this guy is honestly a scammer.
$30K, bro. You can't make, bro. The worst games on PlayStation cost more than $30K to make, yo. Like,
yeah, Jesus. And, yeah, there was the Jason, because he spoke to Jason Schreier a few months ago, right? And Colin referred to the Jason Schreier article. And, you know, Jason, listen, one thing people can't take away from Jason Schreier is he does a good job, right? He was pretty much denying the stuff that Jason Schreier claimed that he said in the interview. He was like, yeah, I didn't say that to Jason Schreier. I'm like, I'm be real, bro. I believe what Jason Schreier says. Jason Schreier ain't just going to, like, make up something out of nowhere and claim you said it.
I got to correct something you just said, BG. You said Jason Schreier does a good job. That's a hobby, not a job.
Oh, yes. You're right. According to Smoove.
Yeah. Does he get paid for it?
Yes.
He does.
And it's a job. I mean, you can tell girls are only paid. You get paid for it. It's a job.
I didn't know somebody paid him for that bullshit.
Oh, brother.
Hey, man. You really
so
like
you think job. So you think you could just easily become an investigative journalist?
Yeah.
Huh? You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
Get the dirt. Yeah.
You wow. Do a very how come job doctor, of how like, come Dr. Yeah. Trey don't get paid?
Ooh, that's a good point.
He's black.
That's also true.
How come Hip Hop Gamer gets paid?
And he's bald.
Hey, Hip Hop Gamer ain't been right about shit in a minute. Oh, never mind. Shout out to him, bro. Jesus Christ.
So yeah, this Hassan Karaman guy, yeah, I don't believe nothing he say. I don't think Colin did either, but you know, he's not gonna he needed to get answers out of the guy, so he wasn't gonna push back on him and be like, yeah, I don't believe nothing you're saying. He act like he's like, yeah, I understand. You know, he ain't believe him though.
That's trash.
So
why don't you get him on the pod, BJ?
I'm not talking. Listen, as somebody who's a bullshit artist, I'm not speaking to that bullshit artist, okay? I can see right through.
Man.
You can't, bro. The way he talks, he speaks like how I used to write college papers. Like when it was a situation where I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to talk about it in a way that makes it sound like I know what I'm talking about and still get a B+. That's what he does.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, you shut your ass up. Anyway.
What happened?
All right, that was it for this week, man. The only other thing was, you know, a whole bunch. It's not news. PlayStation insiders being wrong again. You know, oh, something's big gonna happen this week. Oh, it's gonna be three big events. One of them might be an acquisition. It's gonna change the whole industry. It's gonna be amazing. Nothing happens.
I thought Sony was acquiring From Software.
Oh my God.
First it was From Software, then it was Konami. All these PlayStation insiders need to shut the hell up. They don't know nothing. They're always wrong. It's always
Ray
the opposite.
Miller started it.
Well, no, he didn't start it, but he really, because people look at Greg Miller. Okay, if Greg Miller's gonna hype it, then it must really be happening. So he furthered this nonsense. So that was kind of irresponsible of him. But he claims he had sources and he had reason to believe stuff was actually going to happen. And then he tried to play it off like, come on, bro, you're not in a position to just be hyping every, you know, anything you hear. So nothing happened. PlayStation insiders, you know, trash bat and average, you know, they, you know, they just bad, bro. They're always bad, wrong. Bad. Never right. Never believe.
You gonna let them talk about your people like that, Jack?
You're not wrong.
Dang.
You seen them new factions leak, BG?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Well.
No, I don't. And I want to see gameplay. I don't care about leaks at this point. There was a whatchamacallit leak? What's this Xbox game now? Spaceman?
Spaceman
game. Yeah, that game. There was a image leak, I believe. Some people were impressed.
They called
by
it concept art, BG. They called it concept art.
Well, it seems to be like actual image of you know, gameplay. It didn't seem to be concept art, but I'm like, still nothing we can do with this. So, yeah, that's
really
that was it.
Know if it's going to be first or third person people are hyping this game.
gameplay though that we've confirmed that now apparently. So there you go.
I think it's good. I don't know what it's gonna be. I don't know. I don't really
don't
care.
Their Bethesda's RPGs usually give you a third person option, even if it doesn't look good though.
I know.
I don't think it's third person. I call that external camera.
External camera. I don't know. But yeah, that's all that happened this week, man. We done. We're about to get out of here on time. I like it.
Let me read these super chats then.
Yeah, get to that.
All right, super chat. By the way, Andrew Wilkins, he might have dropped like 100 in the super chat there. This shit is crazy. But Andrew Wilkins says, "Smooth, Gran Turismo Sports sold 14 million. What did Forza Horizon 5 sell? No Forza game has even reached 4 million sold."
That is actually false. But Forza Horizon 5 is currently at 20 million players. If you want to go about sales, I'm almost certain you said 4 million. At least two of those sold a 4 million or better. So,
okay. We got Andrew Wilkins again. He says, when Xbox podcast cap and say Game Pass is profitable or better, why don't they bring up that PS Now streaming on Gaikai has less input lag? Azure servers are as horrible as DX12 is for tanking frame rates. Smooth.
Wow.
No comment.
Okay. Andrew Wilkins again. He says, why is it that PlayStation 4 is more capable of ray tracing than the Series Hex and Series, what do you say, Mess? Killzone had ray tracing in it. Smooth?
No comment.
All right. Andrew Wilkins again! He says, BG wins fight by making his opponents go to sleep by reading to them. BG?
A W is a W. I'll take it.
Sure.
There you go. There you go. King Kiso says, I know someone that went to BG school that says some irregular knocked BG out after school, and that's how he ended up in that man house with the lights off. BG?
I can assure you back in the early 90s, there was no irregular at my school growing up in Brooklyn at a public school.
Wake up in a man's house, yes or no? You.
Oh my God. That's the part you concentrated on? No,
that's the craziest part of the fucking story. I don't give a fuck about that.
Listen, you know these fairy tales that be going on, man. Why are you always making up these fairy tales, bro? Go ahead, Jack.
All right. We got Jazzy Jefferson. He says, can I clear up the misinformation about my gameplay real quick? Absolutely not. We saw what went on, bro.
Yeah, you was.
we saw what the fuck was going on.
Ain't yeesh, no man. Man,
what's understood ain't got that, to be said, brother.
Was playing with his left foot, bro. Just one. Jesus.
Tony Polanco sent that shit in. Shit's crazy. Hey, but wow. All right, BG, I think that's it.
Hey, Bond, what?
Excuse me?
Oh, I thought you said, hey, Bond.
No.
Yeah. Hey, man, if y'all going to send in gameplay.
You better make that bet with Smooth, Jack, for Smooth Ryan and Woody.
It's looking more appealing. I'm not going to lie. Since the shit he said today about all the taxes and shit, it's looking appealing, man.
Jeez. You lose more money in your sport book weekly. Just stop being cheap. Buy a desktop. Make the bet.
Ew.
Yeah, I still cannot believe how much money you've made. Just not getting a desktop. It truly is craziness.
Shout out to Jiggy Top, man. Shout out to Jiggy Top. Yes, sir.
All right, let's.
Like with the amount of laptops you've gone through, I'm surprised there's like no class action lawsuits or anything.
I might need to sue Lenovo. You got a point with that one. Them niggas be bugging. God damn.
No, it's got to be something you're doing. You're probably brushing your hair too much and getting like your hair clogged in the fans of the vents.
Oh, man.
Because most companies use Lenovos, and I've never seen a Lenovo go dead.
Bro, one of my joints, the hard drive corrupted. I fixed that. And then the other one I got, the fucking RAM was fucked up on.
Yeah, well, you need to stay off of Pornhub.
No, I can't do that. You can come on.
There's...
let's be real about this shit for a minute, Bond. Hold on now.
Oh, this guy. All right. Everborn, you can do your outro, let people know where to find you. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And, you know, thanks for the chat, everybody in the chat and everybody on the panel. Everborn Saga everywhere. That's Xbox, PlayStation, Steam, MetaQuest.
Fuck is MetaQuest?
It's the Oculus Quest. Whatever. But Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that. Everborn Saga everywhere. Most importantly, everbornsaga.com, where you can get into the comic series we are producing. We are producing basically our own MCU of manga and of a mix of manga and Western fantasy. So
is it comics in the style of manga?
Okay. We are three series in. We'll be launching our fourth series and our first novel, like proper novel, this year. And if you missed the Kickstarter for the Redlands, it is now available to purchase now. And if you are outside of the United States, you can also get it on Amazon, and it works with your Prime shipping. So check out everbornsaga.com. Check out Everborn Saga on all your favorite social media networks and on your favorite platform.
All right. Appreciate you. Dimes, thank you for coming through.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Let people know where to find you. Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter, Diamonds _. That's DIMENZ _. I stream on Twitch 2 times a week, typically Sundays and Mondays. My Twitch name is It's Diamonds. And yeah, thanks again for hanging out with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah. And now to these regular niggas that I spend every Sunday.
I'd rather you call me regular than irregular.
Yeah. Jack.
Hey, man, good podcast this week. Shout out to the guests. Go support them on what they got going on. Support me, man. This shit is crazy. Support me. I see Andrew Will, because I see you balling over there, man. Go hit my PayPal.
People would support you if you bought a freaking desktop.
That's not true. That is
people
not
are tired
true.
Of giving no. you money for you to throw in the trash can.
That don't sound right to me. But JiggyMerch.com, get in tune, go buy your sweater. I don't know what the fuck y'all weirdos were, but anyway, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Jack Move Johnny, Instagram, Jack Move Johnny. Get in tune. We out. All right.
Blandrew, we appreciate your input on the one Nintendo topic you had today.
Blandrew ain't say shit to hope. Hey, yo, listen,
Blandrew proved his worth today with that one Nintendo topic. Man. Didn't say nothing for the rest of the 2 hours. Shout
if
out
people
to
say smooth, don't be talking. Blandrew ain't say shit.
We gonna start counting words like Jimmy?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you know what type of time I'm on.
See, I'm making fun of Blandrew, but I can't go too hard on him because, you know, we brought him on here to talk about Nintendo, and he talked about Nintendo. So
you're about to be doing this review real quick, so you can't get too crazy.
Man, listen, I ain't go. I'll find Blandrew and kill this nigga before he beat me in that review.
Oh, BG,
you
God,
don't be.
You better hope nothing happens to Blandrew.
What is this me and Tony thing you niggas got going on? Since when y'all niggas became a couple? This me and Tony. When do y'all become besties?
Tony's a baddie, nigga. Tony's a baddie.
I'm just saying you're underestimating your opponents right now. Man, I made sure to do my research on you.
Oh, brother. Listen, I ain't worried about y'all.
But yeah, like I said, make sure you guys check out Tony's Cyberpunk review. He did an amazing job. I'm going to have a video up of Elden Ring whenever I get around to beating it. I had to put Kirby and Triangle Strategy on pause to get this review out. So be ready for it. It'll be fun. It'll be my first Souls game beat, too.
New rule. Nobody's allowed to promote Tony on this podcast. None of that nigga work. Just Tony. We can promote everybody else, just not Tony.
I seen that nigga Tony suck a dick on X-Hamster last week. That shit was heat.
Huh?
I can't talk about that. Never mind. Let me fall back.
Aight, man.
What the hell? My bad, Tony.
Wait, BG, you didn't watch his Cyberpunk video yet?
No.
Oh my goodness.
I hate Cyberpunk. I don't care about that game, so I'm not gonna watch it. It's not even against Tony. I'm just not gonna watch nothing about Cyberpunk.
Dang, I watch all your reviews and I couldn't care less about not one of them.
Oh man.
For support.
Oh brother. Man, I'll go hit the like button. I ain't gonna watch it. Game came out like three years ago.
I never see Blandrew support my videos, Jack.
I be watching your videos. Oh, man. I just can't retweet some of them if they go against my agenda that I'm trying to push.
See, again, the only agenda
you pushing is Weapon Wheel.
Nintendo.
Oh, God.
You know what I was thinking? Wouldn't it be fun? Because, you know, Bless Red, you know, of course, he's the pirate king, you know, out here. Wouldn't it be fire if, like... Yeah, wouldn't it be fire if, like, Nintendo ran down on him like we hear about other people. And then on Weapon Wheel, we got to talk about it in the article. Like, they made a whole article about it. We got to talk about this nigga.
That'll did you see Bless Rick came out as a gay man on April Fool's Day?
I did see that.
I tried to hide it as a joke, but I'm just for sure he was telling the truth.
He thought he was slick with that one.
Bless, I support you in any endeavor you do, brother. It's all love, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to you, bro.
Yo, if they get Bless Red, I'm going to be milking that for views, talking about, they arrested my best friend, Bless Red, to be crying in the thumbnail.
Absolutely. I'm like, y'all know I know that dude. I'm name dropping.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Start crying and put my hands on my cheeks, you know.
Smooth.
Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys, please go to my channel, subscribe there, and follow me on Twitter. And hopefully I have some content up this week. But good episode. It's been a pleasure.
All right. And Bond?
Content for my channel will be delayed because I'm in the middle of a move. But I'll be on Weapon Wheel.
All right. And we are going to After Dark. And I am your amazing, very talented, you know, just absolutely, outstanding host. But nobody likes me, you know, of Weapon Wheel Podcast.
You got to stop this. I don't know why you want to be some type of tragic anime villain, but everybody loves you.
Bro, I am the least liked person around here, bro. I'm telling you, people do not
like
me.
We already know that's me. Stop.
You know, Bond's on this podcast, right, BG? I think you.
Nah, bro. Yeah.
Bond and Smooth are easily above you, BG, in the realm
of teams. Now, that's facts. That's facts.
That's absolutely cap. People love Smooth.
Yeah, but you know what type of people love Smooth.
They just think he's a dummy, but they love him.
Nah, the people that love Smooth, they eat paste for breakfast, man. Them type, you know. Respectfully. Love you, Smooth.
Well,
yeah, BG's getting flown out to events. Everybody wants him on his podcast. I think he even made it on IGN at one point.
Did he?
Yeah.
GameSpot. I was like, you know, shout out to the homies at Weapon. All right, BG.
That was GameSpot. Listen, the industry may love me, but
Keith and all types of people. He, you know,
no, the industry loves me, but people, you know, the local street level niggas, they hate me.
It don't matter if the industry love you, man.
Nah, I want love from the people, man. I want them to appreciate what I do. I don't think they do, though.
You're being greedy at this point, BG. I'm going to be real with you, though.
You're right. Anyway, we're going to After Dark. We're going to answer y'all questions and talk about a whole bunch of shit. We'll catch y'all next week. We're out of here. Peace. Fuck Blandrew.
Oh, here come all the crazy is about to pop in.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
You're welcome. Great. Thank you for coming.
Right. Plenty of tried and plenty of fell. You can run and hide, but you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pot that's big or small, I'm contesting it still. Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill. Name another squad that wanna test it, I'm beating them still. Bias. No, you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pot that's big or small, I'm contesting it still. Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill. Right. I know my bro can't got me. See, that's a black bond that can't be broken. Nah. No Idris Elba, I'm a black bond. Damon a scoping. All black panel. You could never try playing us token. Yeah, we playing games, but now one of us playing a joking. Not at for real. All. Oh, wait. Then Jack Move came in with the trophies. Damn. God in a lane of his own. Like, how can you gamers approach me? How? Tell kids move to body you in Halo. Then send your family an angel emoji. Damn. Ooh. Should've known, dog, you ain't got enough Series X's. Blind got all the answers. No, you ain't gotta ask Siri questions. All the latest gaming news gotta be here to check it. Yeah. Since 2015 and beyond, I'm just here to respect it. Woo. When you at the top of your tier, it's a blessing. Woo. From the bottom, so no way we appear to be desperate. Nah. This for anybody doubting, I'm clearing a message. Yeah. And if you ever had a problem, plenty I'm here to correct it. Plenty of fail. You can run and hide, but you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pot that's big or small, I'm contesting it still. Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill. Name another squad that wanna test it, I'm beating them still. No, you can't dodge what's in my weapon. Well, name another pot that's big or small, I'm contesting it still. Name another spot or any section, I'm king of the hill. Right. I know what it is, man. Weapon World Podcast, y'all know what we got in the building, man. We got BG. We got Kid Smooth. We got Jack Move. We got Black Bond. I mean, Blandrew, I mean, what you can't all strafe us, bro. Like, the strafe too strong.